Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here comes Don. Oh, look, it's the mail. And
I wish just one day they'd stay home.
Well, they're bringing the big bag of FCC complaints. Look at them, all dressed like Santa Claus.
Based on a true story.
Wrong.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Yeah. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hold on. There you go. Sorry.
You'll note that Colette is pleased today.
Wonderful. Director of First Impressions, Colette, in fact, does have a used FM AM radio.
Yay!
Back at the front desk.
Who rakes up many of the AM stations. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pronated Foot. All the ships at sea.
I got one.
Oh, my God.
And I got bad news.
What?
My other foot's pronated now. I have two pronated feet.
Oh, that's why you were walking around in circles.
Ouch. Ladies and gentlemen, noted bonesman, Don Geronimo and Mike Romero.
Hi, Robbie. Thank you. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday 0504.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz, and hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the most nervous building in the world. Welcome to the most nervous industry in the world. Don and Mike Show, adhering to all FCC rules and regulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, from Canada. You can call us at 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. As always, your hotline 202-432-1067. Last night, I was watching Survivor. I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Sue and Richard, because it was a great moment.
Nasty stuff.
A great moment last night. I can't believe... And come on.
Sue is a high-strung lady.
First off, we know Richard's a homo. Okay, so...
Right.
He's not interested in her sexually. Okay?
Right. You don't know that.
And well,
you don't know that.
Here's
for
how
sure. I
here's,
believe Sue. I think Sue's absolutely right.
Here's how I know it. I'm a heterosexual man.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Sue in that bikini.
You don't find her attractive, Don?
I do not.
All right.
Huh. I do not. And the challenge was that they were walking on a balance beam, right. And Richard Hatch is naked, and apparently some of his stuff rubbed up against Sue.
Yeah, and she was indignant.
This thing last night on Survivor, you know, and she's got that way of talking anyway. She's screaming at the host, which I love because he's standing there all full of himself, and he's got his little Survivor cap on, and
right.
You know, he's got his khakis on, like just like he's been to the mall. Getting,
sure,
you know.
And of course, meanwhile, tape is rolling, and they're just loving every second of it.
Right. And Sue is saying, he abused me. You don't effing care. He effing abused. He rammed his effing body against me. Jeff, you don't know what I'm going through. Jeff, and you didn't see it on the videotape because all you saw was his big fat ass.
Right.
And it was great. And I'm thinking, this is something. Yeah. Now they got to have an end for this because they can't just air that last night. They can't run at 9 o'clock that Sue says Richard did something to her. And I know it's taped in advance, but there's got to be a happy ending.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And sure there was.
Oh, good.
There was today. On with the CBS Good Morning, We Have No Ratings show.
Yes. Right.
They had both Richard Hatch and Sue.
And they'd kissed and made up?
Yes, they were sitting next to each other. And was the heat of the moment thing.
What a relief.
And yeah.
Well, she owes him an apology. I don't think he intended for that to happen there. I've completely changed my tune.
Boy, did I. But
I do that because I learned around here. That's how you do things.
It's did I lose some sleep on that? That's a nice trick, Mike. You got to teach me how to do that.
Don, I lost sleep last night, too. I lost sleep, and I'll make this very brief, but I lost sleep because the aliens are still
Oh no!
Outside of my door, and this time it was 4:30 in the morning,
and and very,
also known
very
as an animal.
Yeah, also known as an animal that could kill me in my sleep.
Okay, so you got to tell me if you're going to do this because I want to play that my favorite Martian music anytime you're going to state an alien who's in your backyard again.
You know, you can laugh and Buzz can laugh and Rob can. Rob's the only one that's looking at me and he's concerned because he knows.
No, he's not.
He knows.
He's not concerned.
As I said it yesterday, gentlemen, I'm under siege.
Mike, you don't know when you think that's concern. You know what that is?
What is it?
I'll give you an example. I don't know where we were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And you were looking at jackets.
Right.
And you were looking at one jacket that was like something Peter Max would have thrown up.
Yeah, right, right.
And we were all secretly hoping you'd buy it. It was like almost like the 8-ball jacket.
Right, right.
And Rob gave you the serious face then, too, and said,
"Yeah, I think it would look good on you.
I really like it." Meanwhile, right. Everybody else was laughing. Rob's doing the same.
I did think it would look good on you.
No, you're doing the same thing to him now. You're trying to draw him out with this line of questioning.
Are your neighbors noted pranksters?
No.
No.
I couldn't pick my neighbors out of a lineup. I hate to say that, but I wouldn't.
I know. I love when I offer this. Joe recommends.
Oh, great.
You go,
Joe.
You go to line one. A guy has the sound of a fox attacking a rabbit.
Wow. All right.
And maybe what you're shooting for.
Keith. Okay. Hello, Keith. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi
yes,
there.
I have that sound.
All right, let's hear it. Let's see if this is the sound that Mike claims to be hearing.
And not that high pitch, but the secondary sound was sounded like the baby crying sound.
That's the rabbit. The fox is making the squeaky, squeaky high voice sound.
Now, what are those animals doing?
The fox is killing the rabbit.
Wouldn't I have evidence of carcai?
No.
Wouldn't I have carcai around my house?
They'll drag it away. Mm. And he's going to keep coming back as long as there are rabbits there.
Play it again. Would you play it again?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
could
right.
Be.
Yeah, with the spooky music.
Could be. We have lots of fox out where I am.
That's what really makes it. Lots of foxes! Spooky music.
Now constant. I have foxes all the time at my house.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. You. Rabbit, bye, rabbit, bye. Rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah, oh, you're too late on that. Your month is ruined.
No, he's talking about the rabbits who got eaten, as a matter of fact.
Your month is ruined.
Yeah.
Buzz,
yes.
Hold on, Robbie. We need the glass sound effect because we have breaking news.
Yes, we do.
I want to talk about something very important to all of us here on the show, but first let's get to Buzz with this. Breaking news.
Thought you'd like to know. Wanted to go home in time for the weekend. The jury has found Martha Stewart.
Hold on. Don't tell us.
You want to guess?
No, because we have a bet on it.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, everybody says that she will be found not guilty except me.
Hold on. Let me get all the microphones on.
I said she'd be found guilty of something.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Now, how many counts are there against
Rob,
her?
Rob, did you keep kind of track of the...
There was no stakes mentioned.
Right, like, okay.
The way I remember it,
just a bet.
Right.
You thought that she would be found guilty.
And I thought she'd get off.
Don and I both thought she'd get off totally. And I think Buzz is good by his word.
All right.
I think
that he'd probably get off. Martha, get off. What is it, Buzz?
She has been found guilty on all four of the remaining charges.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
No, come on. That is one guilty bitch.
She faces up to 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine.
Wow.
Well, I told you. You heard it here first on Don and Mike's show.
Man, oh man.
Man, when I'm right, I'm right. Guilty!
Wow.
Well, it's happening.
Well, what do you have to say?
All I have to say now, Mike, is why is it that so many bad things keep happening to good people? That's
really?
All I have to say.
Really?
I am...
Buzz, have you gotten
blown away by that?
Any analysis that would indicate, do they think that she's going to do any kind of time?
No, it's too early to tell. I'll check on sentencing and when that's scheduled and get back to you on that.
You say time?
Mm-hmm.
8 after the hour.
There you go.
So anyway, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't lay money on that.
So guilty on all counts.
On all four remaining counts, yes.
So Martha Stewart did not get off.
Well, when they threw that thing out last week,
that
they all thought that that was
a sign
that she was going to get off.
Right, no, apparently not.
She would have loved to get off. Boy, she's not going to get off. Oh, it's already been decided. She's not getting off.
She's not getting off.
Going
she's
to
not
a prison.
Off. She is. Well, maybe there's a chance she'll be able to work a deal out there.
Yeah.
Here's the Don and Mike affiliate of the day.
This is funny.
Oh, and it's one of my favorites today.
Yeah.
96 Rock, 96.9, Ocean City, Maryland. They are currently playing commercials and the Don and Mike show simultaneously.
Wow.
Thank you, 96 Rock. Brilliant, yes.
Very brilliant.
Brilliant.
This is a new way to really bill high during a month.
Yeah, you actually run commercials during the entire content of the show.
There you go, Dynamite affiliate of the day. Before we get to the Infinity Broadcasting stuff, and there's lots of that to talk about today, we have our own little Infinity note here, and I'm sad to announce this. Very sad. Our producer, Charlie Broyhill, has resigned.
Longtime producer, Charlie Broyhill.
He's a good friend. He'll remain a very, very good friend of all of ours. Speak for myself, he'll remain one of my closest friends. I don't have a lot of friends. I've worked with Charlie longer than I've worked with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I think longer than, because Buzz is on and off in Chicago. Right. So I think longer than just about any of you guys are here. Yeah. And when he started on my show, he was Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He was Joe. Right. I gave him a fake name of Billy the Manslave.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from being a phone screener to being a research guy to then, like, driving the van and, scoring with chicks. Right. And somehow he ended up as our producer. And he's done a great job. He's the most competitive person that I know.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. And he's made me better because he is so goddamn competitive. And he'll be missed. But, and listen, as you're going to hear on this show today and other shows, the climate is changing.
Mm-hmm. It is. I have said this to a lot of people that without question, and I know you'll agree with me, Don, that this has been the toughest month and really toughest 2 months of, because it's going on 2 months now, toughest 2 months of our career. And that's a very long period of time. That's almost 19 years. And I will tell you, it is a very, very tough environment. And I wish Charlie nothing but the very best of luck. He's, he's been with us a very, very long time, and he is a good friend to everybody on this show.
He will be missed. He'll still be hanging around the radio station. Not sure what Infinity's going to do with him. I hope they can find a spot for Charlie. He's a bright guy. I know he wants to work on the Redskins broadcast, and he'll be missed. He was he was the reason that we did such a good radio show a lot of days, and now Infinity Broadcasting has started. This is going to be a new thing we can spotlight now.
Mm-hmm.
The what they're calling nationwide search for our new producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a nationwide search.
And we'll see. The nationwide search, when I was talking to the de facto program director before the show,
yes.
I mentioned to him, I said, this ad that we're constructing for this position, are we going to run this in radio and records?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the radio.
That's where you find people.
He said, we hadn't thought about that.
Oh, God.
I said, Cameron, I think an ad in R&R runs about $150 bucks.
And you know, it's funny. I know you like to make fun, but the ad's already up in many of the area grocery stores. So I'm sure you'll have a producer in any time.
Yeah, now they do. They're very careful about the EOE thing.
Uh-huh.
I just thought I'd take this moment to say, if anybody out in our markets out there listening, if you're a fan of this show, if you work in the radio business, and you don't think that we're big jerks. Uh-huh. Well, first, let me tell you, we are big jerks.
Oh, we are very big jerks.
We're big jerks, but it's a great place to work. And here's what I'm looking for in our next producer.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who lives this lifestyle that we live,
right?
Which is, you know, making fun of people and mm-hmm. watching TV and saying that the government sucks and everything else. And you gotta bring us some people to talk to. That's one thing that's not an issue with Charlie. It's been an issue with everybody that's had this position on our show for all these years.
Right.
There's so many other really bad DJs that get people on, even someone like Fat Richard Hatch. And I'd love to talk to him. And I don't know if it's a problem. I know that there are some problems with promotion departments at TV networks with this show. I don't want to mention any names, but the Pat Eaton thing is still way out there.
Well, here's the deal. We're jerks, but you can't be because you've got to deal with the people. Many times people that don't think we're jerks, people that do think we're jerks, you've got to be the first line of defense.
Let me say it's a chance for you to come and be a part. Now, we do the show from WJFK in Washington, D.C., even though we're nationally syndicated, regionally coast to coast. Chance to come and be a part of WJFK at a time of legendary morale around this radio station.
Yeah,
things couldn't
be better.
People are really rallying around here, and frankly, it'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
And of course, there's always the chance of a time change. There's always the chance, if you take the job, that the time of the show might change.
You never know.
We're here. We're not folding up the tent.
No.
We're queer. We're still doing the show.
We're not going skiing.
We're still making the donuts. And I love Charlie and wish Charlie and Lisa the very best. Both Charlie and I just decided, you know, and this was the tough part because Charlie is my friend. And I mentioned to him that I think that part of the problems that we've had have been because he is my friend, and I didn't say to him some stuff that I should have said to him years ago, and then he back to me.
Yeah.
So we went through this thing where he's there, and I'm here, and everything's great, but it wasn't. His heart wasn't in it, and I wish him nothing but the best.
He's the record holder, and he will go down as the record holder. And what is known to be one of the tougher positions in broadcasting.
And I shouldn't say that his heart wasn't in it, because his heart was in it. That was a misstatement on my part. His heart was in it. It's a weird situation, because Charlie's a friend. I'm not going to trash Charlie, and I'm sure Charlie would do the same to me. He's a good friend. Was the producer of the show for a long time. Thought we'd tell you guys up front what's happening. And, you know, we're just going to try to keep doing the best show we can. Love you, Charlie, and love you, Lisa, and hope that things work out for you.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you this. He'll be one ex-producer of this show who is not referred to as
dead.
As the late.
Yeah. All of our other producers we have referred to as dead.
And now, listen, we have very good reason for having them be dead.
Yeah. Yes.
And if we can just recap a few of those, let's go back to where it all began, Frank Murphy.
Frank!
Now, ideally, and I hope this never gets back to Frank, well, how could it? He's dead. It would be nice to have a young Frank,
Rob,
because the Frank that we had as our producer when we did the Morning Zoo...
Who had the shortest tenure as producer?
I think his name is... Found out the boy just could not take the pressure.
Rob, what was your total time spent in that position?
Could not take the pressure.
This will really supply 16 hours.
That's it. Yeah, like, you had the job at least 16 days, didn't you?
No, I think it was close to a miserable year for everybody.
A miserable year for everybody.
It was a bad fit.
You know, I was going to say, Charlie will hold the record as the longest running producer, Rob the shortest running. But no, if Rob was here a year... that record could be broken. I hope we find a candidate that's suitable. But,
yeah.
A year is a long time.
Yes. And I'd just like to say, though, that along with the fact that Rob had the job for a year, Charlie had it for all those years. And Diana, who is also dead to us now, she had it for many, many years.
She had it for a long time.
She had it for many years.
Yes. Not as long as Charlie, right?
No, not nearly as long as Charlie. But Charlie's the first one to have the job. But no, I take it back. Rob walked away from the job, and Rob was not dead to us.
Right.
Charlie's going to walk away from the job and also not be dead to us.
Yeah, I believe Diana. Was Diana dead to us? Not exactly. Frank was really dead to us.
Yeah, but Diana was... There was a whole lot of...
Angst.
There was just... That was weird.
Yeah.
That whole thing was weird that she quit. Do you remember she just one day came in and said, I just can't take it anymore?
I can't take it anymore.
She just came in and said, that's it. I quit. I love you. I quit. Goodbye.
You know, I don't know what it is about that job, and I'm not trying to discourage anybody from applying for the position because it's certainly a high-level position in radio, and, you're part of a very exciting operation. But, with Charlie and with Diana and with Frank, when they leave the position, they all seem to be incredibly happy.
Well, Mike, here's
euphoric would be the word that I would use.
And I'll tell you this right up front. Anybody that wants this job, it breaks you. Good job. It breaks your spirit.
Nope.
Who's calling up? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, there was John Nolan.
Oh!
I think he was 2 days.
Johnny Metro. You're right. Rob, there is someone who held the position shorter than you.
Oh, that's good.
Well, did he, though? Did John Norman...
John Nolan. John Nolan did hold the position.
For longer? I mean, more than a year?
I don't... Charlie, was it a year?
For Rob?
No, for Johnny Metro.
For Johnny Metro.
I thought it was just a few days.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Was it really?
I thought he was a transitional guy.
Wow.
That's when we did the Morning Zoo, and he drove us crazy when he would hit on the drum.
Oh,
we had the snare drum.
And the smoking that he did, that incredible cigarette habit that just... I think he started out as having an occasional cigarette. By the time he was done with us, he was smoking six packs a day.
Wow. He was first, wasn't he? Then Frank took his place?
I think Johnny Metro may have been
first.
That's
right. He was first, then Frank.
Wow.
Very good. So, Charlie, will you...
when you go to whatever it is that you're going to do now,
and a career in professional wrestling,
and
right?
You describe, correct. And you describe what it is and who you work for, will you make us out to be as awful as we are?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're gonna lie. You're a good guy.
Maybe I'm lying now, but no.
maybe he's lying.
No, not at all. I mean, we had a great meeting yesterday, Don and I did, and you know, it wasn't a yelling and screaming, "I hate you" and "F you" and all that.
No.
It was very good.
Good.
No, I mean, I love Charlie like he is my brother. You know, I have very distinct relationships with everybody on the show. The relationship I have with Charlie is different than the one that I have with anybody else on this show, and it was very hard. I told Charlie, yeah, I just got to the point. I was such a faggot yesterday having this meeting with him up in the office where I was almost.
Yeah. You know,
I was almost.
Well, that's a long. You guys go back a long way.
Almost. So anyway, we wish you the best.
Thank you. And for what it's worth, the anniversary of Diana quitting is Sunday.
Wow. Oh, it's a time of year.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Now,
I have a question. You mentioned nationwide search. That then we're paying for the move then if we hire somebody from... That's
oh,
great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, hold on now. Let's not go crazy. You know, paying for the move.
company.
You mean like paying for someone to move from another town to here?
Well,
you're funny.
The nationwide search.
Mike, they've told me and listened, and you're going to be amazed... You're going to be amazed.
They're going to pay for the move?
No, are you ready for this?
What?
I've been told it's the new breakthrough of 2004.
Huh?
It's a company called U-Haul.
Oh! And you're kidding. No. We'll pay for the truck?
We go halves on the truck.
Trailer, right?
Okay, trailer. If you must, you know, if we must speak in these honest, open terms, yes. Okay, trailer. We go have these on the trailer.
I heard a rumor that
and
it's
we go 25 cents for every gallon of gas.
I heard a rumor that we're going to pay for plastic crates that go in the back of the car.
Al,
I drove a U-Haul here for this job.
Did you really?
I did.
Good I've driven
you.
A U-Haul to many jobs.
Yeah.
I drove a U-Haul to Providence, Rhode Island, where I parked it in the Howard Johnson's parking lot, and we got a blizzard, and it was under snow for 3.5 weeks.
I drove a U-Haul out of my last house that I lived in with a woman.
Okay, you're the winner on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, you're the winner.
I've done that a couple of times.
So the show will continue, and we'll see what happens. We'll find a producer and find somebody who wants to get it done. So you want this job? I'll tell you exactly. Here's what I want. I want somebody that has, and you're going to have 8 hours a day. And let's be honest, when you're working on our show, the producer of the Don and Mike show, as Charlie and all the other people know, you don't really have a lot to say about what. It's not like we have a meeting every day to say, okay, this is a funny bit.
No.
Let's do this bit. But you got to know what's going on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stick with us. You got to cover our ass, and you got to have a burning desire. You got to have a burning desire. To be a pest.
And it would help also if you were plugged into most of the most famous people in America.
Well, now listen, this is something the company wants to put in the ad that a Rolodex wouldn't hurt. Because let's face it, we got to do this new show now that apparently Howard Stern's unequipped to do. We're doing this new show.
Right.
Part of this new show means, hey, we're going to have to do some schmoozy interviews.
Yeah.
We can have fun with these awful celebrities.
Of course we can. Sure.
We've always had fun with them.
We just do.
We've just never emphasized it a lot.
We'll go back to Plan A, and Plan A was the way we used to do them, when we talked to them kind of nice when they were on the air with us, and then when their backs were turned, we talked bad about them or good about them, depending on how it went.
And it always was great, and I'll throw this out. You want the job. If you're some radio person out there listening to us in one of the I saw a list today. We're going to have to get this. Joe, you can't have the job.
Joe, I don't want it.
Joe, you can't have it.
I don't want it.
You're the phone screener, Joe.
I'd like to say to the listeners who are calling in right now that want to get in on the contest
to
be the next producer.
Oh, no, it's not a contest.
Get in on the contest?
No, it's not a contest.
It ain't a contest.
Listen, the person that has this job will be the person that doesn't mind spending an entire day placing 100 calls to NBC to get that girl that was voted off The Apprentice last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because here's the magic secret, I think, to booking guests. You have to be a pest.
Right.
Otherwise, how is it that I'm hearing...
Tenacious.
I'm hearing on all these other shows where they just play records, you know, I'm hearing, hey, this morning I had so-and-so from so-and-so and so-and-so, and some of them are crappy guests, some of them are good.
Right.
And I think, on this show, you get 20 minutes to do a commercial, and we'll goof on you a little bit, and most celebrities end up liking us.
That's true.
Absolutely. I mean, at the very end, they end up hating us like Lisa Remini.
Right.
But for most of them, you go through a period of time where things
are pretty cool. Well, they only end up hating us if they're foolish enough to establish a real long-term friendly relationship with us.
So here's what's required. You must have that big Rolodex. You must have big gigantic stones to be able to call anybody to get us wacky guests. Here's the other thing. You got to be able. Listen, I'm just going to say it up front, Mike. Mm-hmm. I don't want to embarrass you.
Okay.
Okay? Can you get this man his food?
Yeah.
Can you get this man his food?
Well, I mean, I thought Joe did that.
But really, the producer should yell at Joe.
To get the food.
To get the food.
So I only have to say it once?
Well, ideally, you should.
Oh, man, would that be great?
Get me a chicken breast.
Because I've got to keep this man right here. I've got to keep him as America's top mimic.
That's right.
There are times we're getting ready to do a segment. The other day, we're getting ready to do that George Bush thing. We're going over and saying, it's going to be funny because we can do it without being dirty. Mm-hmm. But and the right as we're going there, Mike said, oh, damn it, where's my chicken?
Yeah.
I want my chicken!
He needs fuel.
You did. So
I think you really covered the sublime and the ridiculous part of the
job. And also, I'll put myself in that same category.
Oh, and let me say this, because I will do a better job of this. I will tell the next person to fill this position has to be able to keep Don plied with fluid. The amount of fluid that Don consumes really is, I believe it's 16 to 17 gallons of Diet Coke per day. Diet Vanilla Coke.
Just while I'm here at work.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And
that's why Don
fuels me. If Don was to take his clothes off, you would see that half his body now is caramel colored.
Mm-hmm. I look
based on the amount of Diet Vanilla Coke.
My body looks like the body from CSI last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rerun, but a great one. The one where the guy got the head mailed to him in the big right. plastic bucket, and then they went out. They went out to the woods, and the body was just buried.
Yes, yes, yeah. Exactly what it looks.
That's
like.
That's what the body looks like. Listen, this is a great position for somebody in the radio business, because it's a fun show to work on, and you can go from here and do whatever the hell you want. We've had an awful lot of people that have been on this show that have gone on to do
absolutely
really great stuff.
And really, our interns have done that, too. I mean, we've had interns that have gone on to be television executive producers out in Hollyweird and all that.
Shut up, Rob. I know you were an intern, but you're not anything. You're just...
Look what I am now.
Look where you are now. Look where you are now. Look where you are now.
You think this is... living.
You think that's made it? Look at you. Look at you, you slug.
Rob's happy.
You happy?
I'm delighted.
Rob is the most happy person here that I've ever seen, and that is cause for concern.
Yes, Rob is actually the poster boy. Rob proves... Because back in the day, Rob would put on the bra and the wig and the oversized pants and go out in the middle of the street.
Right, he doesn't do that anymore, no.
He'd do jumping jacks.
He'll do man-on-the-street stuff occasionally, but by and large, he will never put a pair of shorts and a bra.
Rob, would you ever wear the costume again?
I doubt it.
What about on our last show?
For an anniversary?
Maybe on your second-to-last show.
Second-to-last show?
You've got to wear tuxedos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
So listen, Charlie, we will miss you.
Yeah.
We'll find a new producer, and of course, we'll introduce that person to you. And that you should also know, last thing, that you'll be on the show. The new producer will be on the show as much as Charlie was and Diana was and Frank was and all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we do mean this. Godspeed, Charlie Broyhill.
Yes. Amen.
Love you. Sorry that it worked out the way that it did. I know you'll do great, and I know that that we'll do great, and I know that, we're just hours away from the possibility of having a morning show.
That's what I hear. It's an insane time around
stay
here.
Stay tuned. And, I forgot to mention last perk. If you do happen to get the job as producer on this show, this is a perk I believe no other radio show, no television show in America offers as a producer. You come on our show, you get a name sing.
Charlie Broyhill.
Who wouldn't want that, huh?
Now.
Huh?
Hey, what are we going to do with that now?
Your very own jingle.
There's $75 out the window. Yeah, can we get a partial refund?
I wish we could.
Got a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
We do have a guest today. We've got the Friday favorite today.
Yeah.
I know you want to talk. We get your calls coming up. And certainly there are a lot of things that catch my eye every day that I can bring to you. I do want to talk about the FCC a little bit, the newest moronic things that they've done. But there's a bigger story in my mind than all the FCC stuff,
okay?
There's a bigger story in my mind than the war in Iraq.
My mind.
A nice, cool gun. Phyllis Diller's, I guess.
When you say my mind, I think of Rod Steiger.
Yeah. My mind. So, in my mind, this is great news that can unify and lift the nation.
Oh, what is it, Don?
We need that.
Mike. You remember Mindy Cohn, who played the plucky Natalie on Facts of Life?
Do I remember her? What an incredible thing to say. Of course I do.
She's coming back to primetime TV.
Hello! Yeah!
Yeah, Natalie!
What took so long?
Man, I love her.
Mindy Cohn.
Mindy Cohn, my lady.
Can you imagine how great it would be to be married to Mindy Cohn?
Oh, can I imagine it every night.
Can you imagine you get up in the morning and you've got that great face and body laying in bed and you say, honey, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get the coffee. I'm going to get the newspaper. I'm going to get some of those little chewy things that you like to eat with
right.
your coffee. And as always, I'll be getting the 16-pack of Charmin toilet paper. And then she'll say something like, is that enough to get me through the day?
Sure it is, Mindy.
And then you say, yes, my love. And then as you're driving away, you hear, don't forget the maple syrup.
Mindy Cohn, back on primetime. You know, it's been too long.
Where's my tux? Mindy Cohn will star as Maggie the Cook.
Maggie the Cook. How old would Mindy Cohn be now? Does it say in the article?
37.
37 years young.
Still 37.
Still in her prime.
She's going to be on a WB show called The Help.
Wow, the WB.
And she said, here's a shock now from Mindy Cohn. I enjoy food. She's playing a chef. That's the quote. She enjoys food. So, listen, I just want to...
So sexy.
I want to tell a grateful nation that there's reason to be happy, even with these FCC restrictions. Mm-hmm. Think about it. How many times have we thought, you know, if someone would have said to me 6 months ago, okay...
Mindy's coming back!
Yeah, there was a... Donnie, as before I spelled my name with an I, D-O-N-I. There's a Don... Here's the thing. You and Mike can totally redo the show that you're doing, take out the questionable stuff, you know, make it a little more mainstream to fit with these crazy times.
Sure.
But in return,
right.
Mm-hmm. Mindy Cohn will be on the WB every week. You know what I'd say? Where do I sign?
This is a lucky day. I mean, I swear to God, we both swallowed horseshoes. This is fantastic. Mindy Cohn is coming back to primetime TV.
Yeah. And she likes cooking. Charlie Gibson is mad. This is funny. I love it when stars get in snit fits.
Yep.
So they're out at the Oscars. And, you know, Oscar. And
what a wonderful night for Oscar.
Good Morning America is there.
Right.
And they have Charles Gibson and
Diane Sawyer. Hi, I'm Diane Sawyer.
And Charlie Gibson has threatened to quit. He threatened to quit on the spot in the lobby of the Kodak Theater where they had the
right.
Academy Awards because the Academy Awards were over, and it was East Coast time, something like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And he had to get up to go to work like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So he was standing there like a schmuck waiting to do an interview, and that guy, the dirty guy from Lord of the Rings...
The director?
The unwashed guy.
Right.
Right. The guy that looks like a Muppet. His name is, here it is, Peter Jackson. Right? Right?
Jeremy Piven.
So what he's done is he does the interview with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the middle of the night. He's got bags under his eyes because he's got to get up to do the TV show. But he says, I've scored an interview with this guy. Then, as it turns out, on ABC, they decide that they don't want to run the interview that he's doing. They have a taped piece.
Right.
That has, I guess...
So he stays up till 1 o'clock in the morning
to interview
East Coast time, and he's got to be up 2 hours later.
Yeah, and then after what they do is they don't put his stuff on the air.
Right.
They run a pre-recorded piece that Diane Sawyer had already done
right.
with, who's the girl, with Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Gibson was upset because Diane Sawyer bumped his fresh interview with Peter Jackson to a secondary spot behind Diane Sawyer's interview with Charlize Theron, which had already run earlier in the evening.
Right.
So Charlie Gibson is there having a fit because he's like, I stayed up until the middle of the night to do the interview. I got the interview. I gave you the interview. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and then you don't even run it. You rerun the thing that she did.
I'm with Charlie. I'm with Charlie Gibson.
Yeah,
in fact, I like Charlie Gibson, and I don't want to say that I've got a little insight as to that show, but
you know Tony Perkins.
Anybody that has a little insight into that show would. Don, let me put it this way. Anybody that knows anything about that show would probably side with Charlie Gibson, too.
So, Charlie Gibson, this is good. Right after this happened, it's amazing, the coincidence with the schedules, that he goes to California and he has a giant fight and he threatens to quit on the spot, and he wants to quit on the spot. He's so mad. Isn't it convenient, though, that the very next day he was departing for a long scheduled vacation, and Charlie Gibson is on an airplane and unavailable for comment.
Yeah. Charlie Gibson is, you know what I've heard about Charlie Gibson, really, and my friend Tony Perkins, who does the weather on that show, really has just told me one thing. He said that he is one of the nicest guys you will ever want to meet.
I believe that. And furthermore, some people, thesmokinggun.com went back and reviewed the tapes. This is a story that was in the gossip pages of the paper. So Smoking Gun went back and looked at the tape of the Oscar broadcast. Charlie Gibson looked decidedly tense when he told viewers over and over on Monday night that Lord of the Rings was the story of the night and that Peter Jackson is the man of the hour.
Yeah.
So I guess all night the guy had been hammering this, saying, you know, this is it, and I've got the interview with the guy.
Sure.
And then at the last minute, it's boom.
Wow. Well, you know what they did? I'll tell you exactly what they did. The producers went with the pretty people.
Right.
That's what they didn't want, the ugly, greasy guy from Lord of the Rings.
I'd have to say, not that Charlie Gibson is handsome, but compared to that other guy, he is like Fabio.
Oh, absolutely.
Really. Okay, FCC stuff. Here we go. Hold on. We've got to do a little FCC chatting.
The issue for me is not really about what people get to say. When it comes to artistic expression or even just entertainment.
Right. These are your elected officials making all kinds of crazy laws.
I have a few observations. The Super Bowl fiasco was a matter of seconds.
Shut up.
But just 2 days ago.
Shut up.
Tuesday, here in Washington, D.C.,
Washington.
Cable and satellite providers carried 675 hours of pornography.
That's the climate we're in.
The witch hunt continues, and here's your witch hunt update. Now, I love the first part of this because it really says what the FCC is all about. Bono said the F word.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
The Golden Globes this year, right?
Right. And the FCC has decided now that that is a bad word. And you can't say that word, noun, adverb, adjective, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't say it. However, NBC, the network that aired it.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Hey, you get a free pass on it.
Right.
You get a free pass on it. So the F word's bad. And it was out there, but NBC...
Well, that's a good sign, then.
Don't worry about paying the fine. No, Buzz?
No?
Normally, you would think that that is a good sign, but then on the very same day that the FCC announces that, they're going... It's not come out yet.
Mm.
Everybody knows this. They're coming out with all kinds of crazy fines.
They've got the crazy fines, and I'm going to be the editor of a magazine.
Where you got... Stern going to be fined, and I think Bubba the Love Sponge again is going to be fined, and now the FCC is this absolutely... Oh, I need the music here. They have this ridiculous... Remember, they voted in this new ridiculous set of fines.
Well, they recommended it, right.
That in theory they could... It's like one of those movies where the jury says, we award the plaintiff $1, and we then award $500 million in punitive damages.
Right.
The FCC, because it's a kangaroo court and they're on a wild witch hunt, they can assign any fine that they want to anything.
Sure.
And this is the problem, that Howard's going to get hit with some of these fines.
Wow.
He's going to get hit with some of these big fines.
So NBC gets away with it, but Howard gets nailed.
Yeah, and it gets worse when you think about it from a business standpoint with Infinity. If the fines are in the millions of dollars,
right,
and they quite possibly will be, Infinity has a zero tolerance policy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that Infinity does what they've always done, say that we're not going to pay the fines because we want to go to court.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, Infinity owns a bunch of radio stations that have their licenses that are up for renewal.
Wow.
And the FCC can then say, hey, dudes, you don't pay the fines? Well, you're not fit to broadcast on these radio stations
right.
that have nothing to do with any of this talk that apparently, according to the witch doctors, is so bad.
Right, right.
So it's very, very, very heavy. And there's
very, very difficult. This climate continues. We were talking about how long it would take. It's right now.
It's still ramping up.
It's ramping up, and they haven't finished yet. And when they do finish, I think they're going to have things in place that you like it or not, have changed broadcasting forever.
Industry-developed guidelines would be as effective as government-imposed regulations without running afoul of the important First Amendment protections.
Yeah, right, sure. And then we get a call today. I think it's pretty well known. We've made the point that in our contract, they won't let us talk to the media.
Yeah, one of the worst things we can do is speak to a reporter.
So, in our contract,
it's spelled out there.
Yeah. Some guy from one magazine or newspaper, it was a radio magazine, we had newspapers calling as well, here were the questions they wanted to ask us. First, what's indecent?
Right. They wanted to ask us that, even though we were in a room full of lawyers and nobody came up with that one.
And then second, how has it affected your show?
Uh-huh.
Well, first, I said to Charlie in one of his last acts, call him back and tell him any of their answers will be answered on our show. You know, we don't know what indecent is.
Right.
No one's told us.
We know what we're not doing anymore, and because we know that when we go into certain areas, that's when we've gotten in trouble in the past, and we've chosen to do the show that we're more than capable of doing without any of the sex talk and without any of the excretory.
Without
talk,
the poop, right. You know, and like, listen, The poopies would have been funny for Mindy Cohn today.
Absolutely.
But we still had fun with it.
Yes.
She still is a luscious beauty.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She's
and I think people
beauty.
That know the show know when we say she's gorgeous, we mean it. Yeah.
And I can only imagine the thrill of going to the store every day to buy one of those big, gigantic
16 packs
of Charmin bathroom tissue.
But we can't get on with a reporter and talk about what's indecent because a reporter would use that in an evil way.
And we don't know yet what's indecent.
Fess up that I am no fan of Howard Stern.
Wow.
Some of the things that he has said on his show. I think
you are a big idiot. You are ruining radio little by little, but guess what? We're still here.
We're here.
Guess what? We ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Unless you want to say that playing this song is somehow unlawful to kids, then I guess we are screwed. So the witch hunt continues.
It does.
It is incredible. And I wish I had a dollar for every person that said to me 3 weeks ago when we were first suspended.
Right.
Listen, you're overreacting. This thing is
a lot of people said we were overreacting.
This thing is going to blow over like in a week.
No, we handle this. We are very, very secure with the way we've handled this situation, and we'll continue to do so. And you're going to still have a great show to listen to.
Yeah,
sure. Come on.
Who doesn't like a good old witch hunt? I'm up for a witch hunt.
You know, we know what we're taking out of our show, but please, reporters, don't ask us to write the Bible on indecency, because we don't know it either. Nobody's doing
now,
that.
Right. Some might say that this is indecent. I found this incredibly insensitive. I mean this last night. I watched it, mm-hmm. but I found it insensitive. NBC ran at 10 o'clock Princess Diana's tape recordings.
Yeah.
Secret tape recordings
right.
about how much she hated Charlie.
She was not a happy lady.
And how she tried to fall downstairs when she was pregnant because she hated him so much.
Amazing.
And I'm watching this, and I have...
What was suicidal buzz?
She was. She was many times, and also bulimic.
Bulimic, right.
So I'm watching this, and I'm, you know, it's one of those things you can't pull yourself away from, because it's not like a recreation. It really is...
It's her, and they were secretly recorded, right?
It's the candle in the wind. She's actually speaking, and she's talking about how crappy her life is.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, what about her kids? Now, I know her kids are effed up, and I know that the one kid is so out of control that they've had to put him in a Mormon farm somewhere. They've sent him on one of those missions to go to...
Well, that can't help hearing those tapes.
And it can. And here are some of the things from last night's show. My husband made me feel inadequate in every possible way. Every time I try to come up for air, he pushes me down again. I'm watching this and saying, is this Lady Di or is this Frida speaking?
There you go.
I heard him once on the telephone in his bath, and he said, whatever happens, I'll always love you. I told him I'd listened at the door. We had a filthy row.
Okay, so she's talking about hearing him talking to Camilla, right?
So he's, and yeah. Imagine, you know, get that nice picture. There's Prince Charles with his big ears, naked in a bathtub.
Talking to Camilla.
Talking to his girlfriend.
Wow.
Then she said that her eating disorder started the week after I got engaged. My husband put his hand on my waistline and said, a little bit chubby here, aren't we?
Mm.
Now, at this point, wouldn't you want to say, pull his ears and say, hey, listen.
You look like a taxi cab coming down the street with the doors open.
Yeah, jerk face. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Here's the, Buzz was mentioning this. I haven't heard this last night. It was just awful.
Yeah.
Yet I have no problem repeating it here on the radio today. I threw myself down the stairs, bearing in mind I was carrying a child. Queen Elizabeth came out horrified, shaking. She was so frightened, and Charles went out riding.
Yeah. You know.
And
yeah, this is just more good news for Prince Charles.
What a guy.
Mike, and I just want to say something to you. I thought we were friends.
What happened? What did I do?
I thought we were buddies.
What I do?
I know you have your side business interests.
Yes.
I have no problem with the Look Around Cafe.
Yes.
However, I'm reading here.
I got to get that sign made, incidentally.
I am reading here, and it says that this whole Princess Diana thing is based on a book.
Mm-hmm.
That all of these tapes are going to be transcribed and put into a book. And the book's publisher is Michael O'Mara.
True.
Not
you didn't know, huh?
Didn't know.
You didn't know that I was involved in publishing?
Didn't know it, Mike.
It's now, it's not just the restaurant business.
The last name is not spelled the same as yours, but I guess...
Is it with the A?
M-A-R-A.
That's right.
Mike O'Mara.
Don't trust those people. Faker. That's just a nice little thing. Anybody that doesn't use the E in their name, if it's the O apostrophe capital M-A-R-A,
uh-huh.
Don't trust them. Okay. Don't trust them.
You know what I think? I think it's on one of these. If you wouldn't mind, I need a record here before we tell you a story. Oh, I did some researching about Batman. With the Batman movie, because we were all over this yesterday, and we screwed this up so bad.
Really?
The movie... No, we did, Buzz. Don't you remember? We all screwed it up with saying who was going to be in Batman.
There was some confusion. Yeah. I remember that.
Batman featuring Doc Ock. Okay, the new Batman movie called Batman Begins.
Please, please, Spider-Man fans, don't call. That was a joke. I know that Doc Ock is not in Batman, but you're going to call because you people that are into you call.
Doc Ock's not in Batman, Mike.
Spider-Man.
That was a joke, okay? And I corrected myself. All right.
The movie is Batman Begins.
Uh-huh.
American Psycho. Our man, Christopher Bale, Christian Bale, I'm sorry, is Batman.
Ooh.
Gary Oldman will play a younger version of Commissioner Gordon. And Michael Caine is going to be Alfred the Butler.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
Katie Holmes, who's a POA, is going to be one of Bruce Wayne's childhood friends.
Good.
Liam Neeson is going to be Batman's... mentor.
Well, this is a great cast.
And it sounds really good.
Find
the list.
Right down the line, this sounds like maybe the best one ever.
Maybe.
What do you think of Christian Bale? I know you're a Batman aficionado. You take it very personally.
I hated Michael Keaton. You know that before
you loved Michael Keaton.
Do you remember before the movie came out how much I screamed how I hated Michael Keaton?
We both hated Michael Keaton. I continued to hate him through Batman.
I loved him in Batman. Mm-hmm. I thought Val Kilmer was an okay Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think I'm a homo for Clooney. I thought Clooney was a good Batman.
He was a good Batman.
I think that if they're going to do a Batman that's not like the comic book Batman that I knew when
right.
I grew up,
yes.
If there's going to be this dark, realistic thing, yeah, I'm all for Patrick Bateman being Batman.
Fantastic. Do you like Huey Lewis?
Yeah, the guy is just weird enough. So we've covered that. Mike, here is the latest rage that is sweeping the nation. I don't know if you want to be a part of the show.
Oh, I know what it is. It's jerky, right?
What?
Beef jerky.
Oh, it's
no, Mike. No, that's not a new...
It's been popular for a long time.
That's nothing new.
All right, it's just a guess.
You got my music?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, now... This is what's happening in clubs across America. It's something that metrosexual men are doing. All right? Now, remember, metrosexuals, they're not homos.
Right.
They're heteros, but they're like...
Seacrest out! Yeah, they're in touch with their feminine side.
They're like that.
You've got the
they're doing something now, metrosexual men in clubs.
Just
which is called Gansing.
Gansing?
Metrosexual movements have gone to this Gansing. Gansing is a term for when two straight men dance together.
Oh, no.
That's right. One popular Gans step features one guy pretending to be a shark while his friend runs away because he's scared. Another dance move has the guys pretending to be kangaroos. It sounds gay, but the dancing phase is actually carefully choreographed to get straight girls to go out with straight guys.
Oh, come on. When you go to a club, women dance together. Guys don't.
One guy says...
And then guys that join women who are dancing together are supposed to get kicked off the floor.
One guy who's into dancing says he's gotten more phone numbers from ladies than he got the whole time when he went out with ladies.
Yeah, you know what that is? 0 to 1.
Right. I don't get this. You go to a club. Now, granted, I'm married for 23 years. I'm out of this.
Right.
Mike, you're there. I'll ask. You're on the. You're a single guy. You're out there getting it done.
I saw a guy doing it last night.
Dancing with another guy?
No, dancing by himself.
Oh.
But that's different than...
Well, yeah, this guy, you know, when a guy dances by himself...
Was he drunk or...
Yeah, he looked like he wasn't right.
Now,
what about... Nice thing is, so I had him thrown out.
What about when Mike and Rob do the Sacramento dance together?
That's just special.
Yeah, it sure is.
I think it's gay.
You think it's gay?
I've always thought it's gay.
Not
think,
gay because we're not doing it.
We're not dancing. We're
entertaining.
But we're making a statement.
No, but yeah, but the statement you're making is you're pointing at parts on your body. You're intimating that things are coming out of your body, and you're.
Well, I will tell you.
And you're making eye contact with each other while you're doing it.
If this became a super deluxe trend that everybody was doing, we had to follow along. There is no man on the face of the earth that I would rather dance with than my large melon friend over here.
Thank you. And I you.
Thank you.
I think you know this. I'm the homo's friend. Okay.
Rob and I have performed together in other ways, and I think this should be an addition.
I just want to say that he means singing. Please.
Make me feel like dancing.
Dancing.
Listen, I'm the homo's friend. We make fun of homos like we do make fun of everybody on the show. However.
Rob, I think we have to find a place to sing in Vegas.
However, really, two men. Unless they're homos, they should not be dancing together.
I don't like men dancing alone. I don't like men that walk up to women dancing and do that. When two women are dancing together and the guy walks onto the floor.
They try to seep into it.
Yeah.
That's
nasty.
And listen,
dancing is just altogether wrong.
That double standard is also okay, that two women dancing together is perfectly acceptable, but two guys out there dancing together like Ryan Seacrest.
Sure. You know,
and this is happening across America.
It's not right.
They're pretending to be a shark. What's up with that?
Yeah.
And how come the FCC's not doing something about this? Did you hear what I just said on this radio show? Men dancing with other men.
Has no one fought that?
Come on, FCC. I know it's not really a broadcast thing, but we are mentioning it on the air.
And am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yes.
Really, dancing in general. Don't we do it to either try to get women or to please the women we're with?
Yes.
Guys, are there a majority of guys that really enjoy dancing anyway?
Well.
Not among straight guys.
Well, no.
I mean, do you?
No, of course.
I hate to dance, really.
You know, it
makes me uncomfortable.
The only time I will is really when
you're drunk?
When I'm blind.
And the thing is, I don't get that drunk anymore, so now with me, it's like I have to have a couple of drinks, like on my anniversary.
Right.
Where Frida will finally say, will you please dance with me, please? And as a matter of fact, like at Broyhill's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Charlie Broyhill. See, notice I didn't see the late Charlie Broyhill.
Sure.
You know, I dance with her, she says, oh, that's nice. Dance with me again. It's not that I don't love my wife. I don't like to dance.
I don't. I think most guys really.
I didn't like to dance when I was single.
Your average guy really doesn't like to dance. However, I love to sing.
I love to sing too.
Yeah, I do love to sing.
I just love the nightlife.
I think that's a guy's thing.
I like to boogie.
I love to boogie on the disco round. last item here because we gotta get right to your phone calls. I just wanted to let you know that I'm gonna be plotting and charting the success of my man, Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, what's he doing?
How you doing? Well, you know, he's got his new TV show, Joey. You know, his breakout hit, Joey Mike. Yeah. And I'm behind Matt LeBlanc.
Well, I hope the show is, it lives up to its intelligent title.
I want you to know how crazy he is, okay?
Right.
They're filming the first couple of episodes. They're going to run it by a test audience.
Joey.
And Matt LeBlanc is in trouble with NBC executives because he's been caught eating donuts and popping wheelies on his motorcycle as he drives around the set of his show, Joey.
Eating donuts is forbidden because he's going to get too fat?
He'll get fat.
You know, I don't know how... Really, I don't know how those TV stars avoid it. When you look at the food carts that they have on the sets of these TV shows, it's amazing.
I tell you what, though, you say what you want about my man, Matt LeBlanc. I know he's stupid. I know he's Joey. I don't think that he would go gancing with Matthew Perry.
No, he'd save it for Schwimmer.
I don't think he's not a gancer.
But you know Schwimmer would be a gancer.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Schwimmer, don't get me going on Schwimmer. I think Schwimmer is more than a gancer.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think Schwimmer is a bot.
Yeah, I think so. Never know.
Your call.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Absolutely
not. I just burped. Yes, I did, right.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number. Your live call is next on anything. Phone scan live straight ahead.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Bob, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop.
Okay, 7:45.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Come on.
They're ready to believe.
Get your kicks, Billy.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
You got me there. I didn't know what you were going to do. Highlighting that.
A lifestyle-oriented program.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And I mean it, though. From my ticker.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Mike up in the office today, just think about it. 1 week from today, baby.
Yes, we will be in a fabulous casino hotel.
Yeah. Mandalay Bay. Oh. And if there's anything that can help you work out the kinks in your back from the FCC.
Sure.
It's going to Las Vegas and losing the nest egg.
Yeah, gambling.
Gambling.
Very exciting.
Phone scan. Here we go. 877-365-3636. But first, get a good education. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike,
howdy.
I just want to tell you how pathetic it is to find that two straight men think that it's necessary to dance together to get a woman's number.
Well, I think if I saw it, I would be a little concerned, disturbed.
Well, maybe what you should do, if you do see that, what you should do is just...
Probably punch them both in the face, drag them out in the back, beat them about the heads and shoulders.
Now, let's not go too far.
Call them faggots?
No. Well, I ask
no?
You, no, just ask yourself, what would Jackie Kennedy do?
There you go.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I do agree, though. It is gay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you shouldn't take him out and beat him up because of that, but guys should not be dancing with other guys.
Well, not straight guys.
If they don't want to go to bed with those guys.
I think gay guys should dance together, but not straight guys. Come on.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Buddies, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, when you're at the Mandalay Bay, hit the Rum Jungle, first of all. Don't miss that.
I've heard a million people tell me that.
Mm. Excellent. Get the movie.
The Rum Jungle is supposed to be a great club.
Did we go
there?
It
is.
No, but I read about it.
All right. I'm worried about the aliens at Mike's house.
Aliens at my house, they're very much alive.
Mike,
yeah.
If you see any, swing away.
Swing away.
Swing away.
Is that a golf reference?
No.
I don't get it.
Is that signs.
Pardon me?
Signs. Merle and signs. Swing away.
All right, hold on. No. The guy, I'm tracking with the guy. He's saying something I said yesterday. Do you remember the movie Signs?
Well, when does he say swing away?
At one point, when he's got the thing in the pantry?
The baseball bat?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I Cry Foul. Too obscure a movie reference. Signs wasn't that big.
Mm-hmm.
And right.
Now, if you're going to quote a Mel Gibson movie, make it The Passion of the Christ.
Mike, I did bring it up yesterday. It did make $100 million. Signs was a big movie.
Yeah, but that's too... Still, you didn't even know exactly the reference that he was talking about.
No, I didn't.
You know, this only has begun since you stopped drinking.
Well, thank God that ends in a week.
Do you mean to tell me that, you think that the fact that I'm hearing things is some sort of DTs?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that maybe if you hear them again, have a nice bracer and see if it goes away.
Well, I'm planning on having a bracer when we hop on that plane.
Yeah, don't worry, Mike.
That rickety old plane out to Las Vegas.
Don't worry. Lent ends next Friday for you.
Right.
Don and Mike show. See, Mike gave up drinking for Lent, but it's only half a Lent. Not even half Lent.
Well, yeah.
Still, it was something.
Yeah, it was something. I mean, I'm on my...
more than I did.
13th day? My 13th day of sobriety.
It's more than I did. I refuse to do anything for Lent because all the stuff that's happening on the show. We're giving up enough.
I feel, you know, I'm 44 and fabulous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, radio guys.
Hi there.
Have you considered satellite radio as an alternative to dealing with the FCC?
We got a contract to work here for 5 years.
Is it an option after the 5 years?
After the 5 years, I believe Mike and I are going to get on a boat and sail to China together.
It's going to be very exciting as we do that new Chinese show.
And if you want to hear our show, it's going to be the Super Havoc Terrific Don and Mike.
That's right.
Wake Up Tokyo show.
You will enjoy it always.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike. East Coast Bob coming in at you.
Hey, EastCoastBob.com. Hi there. East Coast Bob?
I am. Coming down to Vegas to see you guys. Reservations.
Fantastic.
Good. East Coast Bob, bring some of your stuff.
I will. Yeah, hey, I got some pictures of King of Queens. They had their husbands and wives on there if you want to check it out on my website.
Oh, the one where Lisa Remedy had her fiancé on?
Yeah, and Kevin James had his wife on there, too.
Right? Oh, now hold on.
Check that out. You want to look at her.
Is that the Oriental girl?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the same one he had when we were out there. No, it was. His little China doll.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah.
Fortune cookie.
Asian.
Yeah, well, you know what it is.
Oriental.
Asian persuasion.
He's blast off the kids film.
It's not in my show. She is Oriental.
She's Asian.
Yeah.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Hello. Who won that? What do you say? Did you say, I'd like an Asian rug? He said, no, I like this Oriental rug.
Well, an Oriental could be like an Indian rug.
Yeah, sure. She could be Indian.
No.
I don't know. I guess you're right. She's Asian, but she's also
Is she a hottie, though, I hear?
I don't want to speak out of school. I think that she has a background in live theater. I think that she might have.
You know her. Margaret Cho.
I think she has,
Kevin James married Margaret Cho.
I think she has the background where she got up on stage and took her clothes off.
Well, she's a hottie then.
I think so. She's probably... Well, I know. I met her when I was out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah, I did.
What did you think? Was she nice?
She's nice looking Oriental.
Oh, stop it!
For a Chinese chick, she's pretty good.
Hot looking.
She's pretty good, yes.
And for Kevin James.
For Kevin James, it's like she's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, the ship has come in.
Yeah. Kevin, I even like your hair prods. You are so sexy. Oh, hey, are you still there? Who's this? Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, get out of here. Bye, Bob. We'll see you in Las Vegas. Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello,
Mike?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi. I just moved to the area to Clifton. I was trying to figure out what Mike's restaurant was called.
What do you mean?
Didn't you get a restaurant?
Oh, you mean the restaurant? Yeah, it's called Brady's, and it's going to be called O'Mara's.
It's going to be called the Look Around Cafe.
And for Don, it will be the Look Around Cafe, and I will be getting a sign inside for Don.
You and your food will be going on
an adventure. And I will, at some point, I haven't done it yet, but at some point, I will put a sign up that says, the Look Around Cafe. And that's just for you. It's just for you, and it's because you gave me that nice clock that looks really good.
Hey, now.
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Is that in Old Town, Manassas?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So we've just started the commercial?
Did I make the phone call?
I know you didn't.
Okay.
I didn't know if you wanted to start the commercials now.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to say anything out of school. Hey, everything okay with the rats?
Stop it! God,
please. I mean, you passed the inspection, right?
Yeah, flying colors. Clean as a whistle.
Good.
Eat off the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, what am I saying? I'm there every night of the week.
You'll see me
at my table.
You have a regular spot at the bar. Yes, it's an Old Town Manassas, and we'd love to see you there.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
You're the restaurateur.
I know. I feel a storm coming. I feel a storm coming.
It's a storm that will be much milder than your band storm.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it better be.
Of course.
Yeah, I hope it is.
I mean, that's higher on the list of outside interests. You know, okay, you have a. Oh, it is.
You know, may I remind you that in our current climate, I, unlike you, do need some sort of fallback plan.
Is it a bar or a restaurant or both?
It is both. It is a pub and restaurant.
It is both. And what do you serve?
Yeah, American cuisine.
Mm. American cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the special room in the back?
The special room in the back for you?
Or, no, I mean, is it a speakeasy where I can go in?
You mean where you go through the double doors and you have the secret gambling room?
No, I'm talking about you go
the secret sex room?
Yes.
No, unfortunately.
You don't have that?
No, just not enough room.
You don't have the massage table? They have those massage tables.
I can get one for you.
They have those massage tables now that you can actually
put in a suitcase.
Fold up and look like an artist.
You know, it might be a tight squeeze, but, you know, when you're coming out, I'll bring in the massage table.
Well, that's nice. And I'd like an Oriental girl.
No.
Give me the massage.
I can maybe get you an Asian girl.
Don and Mike, no. No Asians, Mike. Only Oriental.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No Chinese. No Japanese. Only Oriental.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys. This is Larry Michaels, the most eligible metrosexual in the area.
And he
right
said
here.
Larry Michaels, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, of course. That's the charm of it.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Radio Gods. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, despite these restrictions, you guys are still doing a bang-up job. You guys,
of course we are. Come on, what do you think we are, a couple of dopes?
Yeah,
we think we're gonna fold up the tent because they say you can't do fart jokes?
Hey, it was a compliment. Jesus.
geez, Mouse.
Hey, you go back a long way.
Good job.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Jesus, Mike. Jesus, Mouse.
It was a compliment.
Jesus Christ, it was a compliment.
I
right.
Him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, we're doing okay.
Any thoughts on Keyshawn coming to Baltimore play for the Ravens next year?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Terrell Owens.
Being as they signed T.O.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
My friend David Modell checking in.
He just feels silly now.
What is he doing? Has he started that other career yet? David Modell?
David Modell is a cabaret singer.
I've not heard from David Modell. As far as I know, he's still on holiday.
Is he alive to you now that he no longer is president of the team?
Oh, no, he's still alive to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. We'll see how alive he is to me as the season rolls along.
Do you have any connections with the new regime that's coming in there?
Into Baltimore?
Yeah.
I met the new guy, the new owner. How do I say this about him?
Okay.
The new owner of the Baltimore Ravens, who I did meet more than one time last year when I was up in Charm City to go to the games. Right. I'll say this. He's not Snyder.
Okay.
However, he's one of those guys you can, like, smell his cologne. When you're way up in the top rafters and he's down on the field,
right?
You can smell his cologne.
Okay, well, I think we put that to rest now as to whether you'll be invited again.
Well, you just have to back off on the cologne.
What kind was it? Was it Brut?
Aqua Velva. High Karate.
Didn't you say you used to wear High Karate?
Yeah, I did back in the day.
You can buy that at the restaurant.
I wore Brut and High Karate. I would only order High Karate if it was brought to me by an Oriental. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys get shot down on the Abstin show? You guys still got that plan.
Did we get shot down on what show?
On Abstin. Another Abstin show. You mentioned
it. Oh, no, you know, we just forgot it.
Yeah.
We can do that, Buzz.
Children ready.
But, you know what?
Can I make a recommendation? I think with the Las Vegas style show, not style, but the Las Vegas show coming up next week. Maybe after we come back.
How about for St. Patrick's Day?
Fine by me.
That'd be okay with me.
Yeah.
One more thing. Why would you force Charlie off the show, Don, by forcing him to read?
Get out of here. Trust me, he's going to thank me for that one in the long run.
Oh, absolutely.
I know right now he's not, but he's going to thank me about that one.
I heard he was burning newspapers.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you for my HBO prize pack. That's awesome.
Did you get all the good stuff?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, good for you.
So you have a sweatshirt that says Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know
what,
my friend? You're hip. You're happening.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I love Don and Mike. That's what I did to get it.
You're a genius.
There you go.
And I love listening to it.
Bye, dumbass.
Me, I've
Jesus
got
Christ.
To be me.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show, phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike, big fans, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Just wondering, I just want to tell you guys you're the beans, peanuts, and I feel far safer listening to you now than I ever did.
You should.
That's good.
I like that.
That's for you as we get a chime, too. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
This is the phone scan. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Come on, come on, pick it up, please. We got the FCC now, right at our tail.
Are you one of those guys that starts talking and your mouth moves and nothing comes out?
Come on, dummy, what? Moron, speak!
Oh, he hung up.
Idiot caller!
You could actually hear him going...
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike.
It happens.
Dumbstruck.
Hello. Did you say dumbstruck?
I did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Here's
what seems to be the problem.
Here's the tip off. When I say Don and Mike show and you say Don and Mike and I say yeah,
that's your turn to talk.
Come on, mouth breather, let's go.
Dive in.
So, is it me?
God damn.
I'm just playing with you guys.
Yeah, yeah, but you screwed up in the beginning and you weren't.
I know.
You're just
first
playing.
I was an idiot, but now first I was an idiot.
You're just playing because you're so smart, you were pretending to be an idiot. Now, show us how really smart you are. Go ahead. What's
Radio
the thing?
Gods.
Yes.
Radio Gods. Hey, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, Radio Gods.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
By that.
Wow. Is there a way we could send an electrical charge down the phone?
I keep saying, Mike, for years, I wish we could. We'd only do it once a week.
Now let me ask you a question, my friend. Are you still there? I can hear you breathing.
Listen, he is really seriously.
I'm still here, but I don't know how to talk.
He is breathing through his mouth. Okay, we've made a breakthrough. You don't know how to talk,
uh-huh.
Yet you've called a talk radio show.
Yeah, you don't know what to do. Do you want us to walk you through this?
No, I'm too embarrassed now. I don't know what to say.
No, or did you not have anything to say to start with?
No, I wanted to tell you about this in East Brunswick. Because the cops
Hold on,
shut down.
Stop. No. Yeah, there were like 700 words that were all in the wrong place.
I want to tell you about this Eat Brundle thing with the cops.
No, in New Jersey, in East Brunswick, the cops shut down a road so that frogs and salamanders can cross the road and mate in a pond.
You should send that to Reader's Digest or to Boys Life or Highlights or
they
something.
They love that
Why
stuff.
Are you wasting our time with this, you idiot?
I thought you might think it was funny.
Well, I don't. I think it stinks.
Don't you think frogs and salamanders should have the same rights your parents have?
It stinks. I think you're an idiot.
Hey, yes. My parents could...
Your parents gonna what?
Oh, he's gone. I was going to ask him how old he was. If he said 22, I was going to say, well, that means about 23 years ago, you know, two of these people crawled across the road, the mate in a pond.
My parents could have. Your parents could have aborted you, and then we would have had a good phone scan. Jesus. Hello, help us, please. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there, hey.
Those, that guy who got the telephone number because he was dancing with guys, did he happen to say he got a telephone number of a girl?
That's a good point.
I don't know if he mentioned that or not.
I like that.
Yeah.
That
guy is an idiot. He probably listens to the radio instead of the phone, so he doesn't know when you're talking to him.
There you go.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
You know, you're always pulling this trick on some listeners who you ask them to explain themselves, and then you hang up.
I had to do it to him.
I knew he was going to blow it.
He was just a little overeager.
He was a nice guy.
Went too far.
I had to do it to him. We have to find the last call. Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
And Mike, hi.
Hey, I just got a divorce from my wife.
Yes?
And I want to wish...
How about you?
I'm there with you, bro.
Yeah,
hey,
I'll drink to that.
I want to win the trip to Vegas so I can have my pipes cleaned.
Dude, we gave away the trip already.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Are you gonna give away another one?
No, but I'll give you a DVD for being the last caller.
Can I be the first caller next time too? I'll take the DVD.
You take the DVD? Thank
yes,
you.
I shall.
Thank you. Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I shall.
Thank
shall.
You for taking the DVD. You won the box set. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Don't miss the all-new episode of HBO's hit comedy series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, at its new time, Sunday night at 10.
Shall I continue?
No. Right after The Sopranos at 9, only on HBO. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for not being aborted. Thank you. Hold on just a moment, please.
Very good.
That was a good bunch of callers and...
Fine people.
Have a great, great weekend,
wonderful.
Everybody. Have a great, great freaking weekend. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause. and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, gentle persons. Here's Don and Mike.
You were wasted at that doggy basketball game. That's one of my favorite tapes.
I was on my way. I've been a lot drunker.
It was the very beginning of that real happy drunk dog deal.
All right, Dick Van Patten.
Little loose.
I'm actually more wasted now.
No, you're not. You've not had anything to drink for.
Yeah, so you think.
How long has it been since the beginning of the show?
Beginning of the show and 13 days before that. Wow.
Good.
I'm going crazy.
This place stinks. This radio station stinks.
This radio station has technical problems on top of technical problems.
Here's today's problem. We'll work through them. We have a guy.
We've done it before.
Yeah. We have a guy that we want to have on the show. So, Rob's calling this guy during the break saying, we're going to call you up. And he finally says, hold on. Mm-hmm. We just put you on hold. Well, the problem is that these phones, although they sound fine to you, you can't put anybody on hold.
When you try to put somebody on hold, you hang up on them.
You disconnect them. So I ask you not, during this last commercial set, Rob called the guy and hung up on him. Maybe 6 times.
Wow. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And finally I just said, Robbie, I'll just call the guy on the air.
Call him on the air and that's what we're going to do.
The guy's name is Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Love.
Roger Love.
Roger Love. And I'm interested in this guy because he's worked with the Beach Boys, Chicago, Def Leppard, Billy Idol, the Ataris, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Are you going to try to get him to teach you to sing?
Yes, and Eminem.
Wow.
He has given voice lessons to all of these people.
His credits are pretty amazing. I mean,
yeah,
in everything, but, you know, pop stars, rap, rock, R&B, it's amazing.
I get it. If you want to be a voice teacher and you're going to teach the Beach Boys, or he's had Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20.
Right.
And he's had, Mandy Moore and that junky music and Iggy Pop. But he's got Eminem.
I bet he'll have an answer what he told Eminem.
Yeah, I'd be curious because, now, I like Eminem.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, kids. I'm not dissing your anti-establishment hero. I dig Marshall. However, he doesn't do a lot of singing.
No.
No, he does a lot of rhythmic talking.
I got a bunch of friends listening right now that would love you to turn that up. This particular song.
Really?
Yeah, can you crank it for just a second?
This song?
Right here.
Really?
That's for my buddies John and Box who listen to us. They're listening today. They told me that, so I thought I'd turn that up for them.
Oh, well, there you go.
Man, they love that. I associate that particular song, even though I'm not the big fan, I associate that with them. It's great. But how do you coach a guy that's a rapper? He's talking.
Let me call him up.
We can ask him as long as we don't put him on hold.
Give me a second. And now that you did that with that Eminem thing, I was unprepared for that. I got to play a song for my friends now.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I feel bad. Hold on. Let me dial the guy up here and then I'll play my song. Hold on a second. It's one.
Is he going to be one of the people that he coached?
No.
Well, that's not right.
Well, it's... I can't help it. I feel bad that you dedicated a song to some friends of yours.
Mm-hmm.
John and Box.
Roger Love here.
Hey, Roger Love, it's Don and Mike. How you doing?
Fantastic. How you guys doing?
And listen, I just feel bad. I don't have as many friends as you do, so I feel inadequate.
Do you feel cheated?
Yeah, so what are your friends' names? Can I just ride on this train for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are their names?
John and Box.
I just want to say I'm playing a song that means a lot to John and Box. I don't know if Dr. I almost got him, Dr. Love. I don't know if Roger Love ever worked with the DeFranco family.
We could ask him. I mean, I don't know how long Roger's been around.
Roger, hold on. Let me get to the good part of this song.
That may take a while.
Oh, hey. Hey, bud. There you go. It's a good.
You remember we used to sing
that
song?
We always
mess
up the lyrics because we get to the hook too quickly.
You used to sing that song. Anyway, here is Roger Love.
Hi, Roger.
Hello. I think I escaped the DeFranco family. I can't remember working with any of those.
And his website is rogerlove.com. He's got some DVD, CD coming out. Love to sing with Roger Love. You work with Marshall Mathers. Now, how do you possibly be a voice coach to a guy who, and as I said, I don't want to alienate our young ruffian listeners out there, go Aryan Nation, but...
The Aryan Nation.
What? I'm reacting to our younger listeners, Mike.
In what, in the Aryan Nation? What, in the country's finest prisons?
Those who enjoy the music of Marshall Mathers.
I think that he has a much wider opinion.
No, he's only enjoyed by skinheads.
No, I don't think so.
Only by skinheads.
All right, let me answer that question.
All right, but he speaks. He doesn't really sing.
Right.
He speaks. There are all kinds of singers, and he gets on the stage, and there is some singing in some of his songs. There are a number of the choruses require a little bit of singing.
Like, hold on, Roger, when you get to the part like la 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 la, is that Eminem singing?
No, there are definitely some. There is a lot of melody going on in some of his choruses. There are certain rappers that have absolutely no singing. He's not one of those. But the bottom line is, I don't only work with singers. I work with speakers too. The object is to help him get on stage every night and be able to do what he has to do, which is get sound out and not lose his voice, not make his chords get red and puffy and swollen, so that every night, even no matter whether we call it singing or speaking, he can get sound out that sounds as good, if not better, than the CD without ever losing his...
You know, I was thinking about it because really, and I know this about you, Don, I mean, you do this every day, and obviously, you know, as far as the amount of talking,
yeah.
you talk more than I do, and you kind of carry this show, and that's the way it's always been on this show. When I would ever, you know, if you'd be out or something like that, and I'd have to do it, I would be scratchy at the end because just of vocal use, and I know singers do that all the time, and I was always wondering how do you save it? How do you save the instrument?
If the answer is that you don't have to save it. You have to figure out what you're doing that makes the voice tired and starts to lose it. The human voice is set up actually to be able to speak or sing for 24 hours straight every single day without losing it. It's just we do things that make it hard on the voice, like we whisper.
Did he shoot you? Did he shoot at you?
No.
Eminem?
That's the cleanest tour I was ever on. You know, he was on probation for everything. So there were no drugs, no alcohol. No, I didn't even see anybody smoking.
You know, that would lead me to another question then when you mentioned that. And hearing so many of the Democratic presidential candidates that were, you know, really just have no voice left after the campaign. Do you have any political candidates that you've ever counseled?
I have worked with people in all different fields, including politics.
Huh.
You know, they called me years ago when Al Gore was making a run for the presidency, and they said, "Look, his voice is just so boring."
Yeah, don't you remember when Clinton lost his voice?
Oh, Clinton had a horrible time.
He was always losing his voice. Right.
That's right. I'll tell you why. It comes back to what I said a second ago. People don't realize it, but whispering is the hardest thing you can do. And Bill Clinton had a tendency to have a little bit too much air when he spoke.
Yeah.
So that extra air comes through and dries up the voice, the vocal cords, really fast. So whispering is harder on the voice than screaming. That was Bill Clinton's problem. He had too much air.
All right, some of these people you work with, I'm fans of a wide variety of music. Tell me, are there specific songs that you did with these artists that I could ask you about? Or is it albums, or was it just, like, genres or a phase they were in?
No, you know,
like,
I've been...
Three Dog Night. What did you do with Three Dog Night?
I helped the lead singer to make it so that he could sing every night and sound as good as the CD.
Now is this...
I did vocal exercises. I worked on the songs.
Did you work with him when he was so coked up that like he was having nosebleeds all the time? And what was it? Was it Chuck?
No, actually, Chuck came to me when he was making a comeback.
Ah. Oh,
and he was
gotcha.
Clean. He barely had a sparkling water. He was so clean.
Well, you know, and that's a valid point. That when Don brings that up, though, I would be very curious. What of, you know, so many of these performers, obviously, they've been involved in some kind of substances. In your experience, what would be the worst type of substance, you know, as far as vocally? What would hurt
smoking.
A performer? Smoking.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The worst thing that you can do if you want to be a speaker or a singer is to smoke, because there are two holes in the
throat. What if you don't inhale?
Feel bad. There are two holes in the throat, one for food and liquid and one for air. And when you smoke, that that air goes right down to where the vocal cords are and dries up the moisture and makes the cords puffy and swollen, and that's how you lose your voice.
What was it like working, when you worked with Def Leppard, was it when the drummer had both arms or one arm?
One arm.
One arm.
I spent years working with Def Leppard, and that's funny. And literally, you know what substance abuse Joe Elliott was using?
What?
Lemonade. He had this guy that was on tour with him.
Oh, come on.
His entire job was to make this concoction of warm water, lemonade, and this stuff called Throat Coat. And Joe would drink this all day and night. And it's a wives' tale that lemon is good for the throat.
Really?
Actually, when you do lemon, even if it's tea with honey and lemon, the lemon, when you introduce it to the mouth, it makes you salivate, and it gives you extra thick phlegm that you don't want, and you're always clearing your throat. So
I can't believe it, because everybody says honey and lemon is what you take when you lose your voice.
Totally a wives' tale and completely wrong.
What is the best thing to
Who
take
wants
when
some
you...
throat coat?
I've got some fresh throat coat. What is the best thing to take when you lose your voice?
Water. Not too hot, not too cold, because the temperature of liquids changes the size of tissue.
So just chug a lot of water.
So just have a lot of water with no ice and not hot.
Roger, your website, www.rogerlove.com. We'll go down a bunch of names. You tell me what was wrong with these people or how you helped them, very briefly. Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20, what'd you do for him?
He had just started to be successful, Matchbox 20, and they just had a first single out, and he could sing for two nights. And then the rest of the week, when he wanted to sing, his voice was hoarse, and he was straining, and he was shouting at all the top notes. I taught him how to access this higher part of the range, which we call middle voice, and took away all the pressure and all the strain from it, so that after about 2 weeks of working with me, he could sing six nights a week and never lose his voice, and that's lasted for years.
What about Billy Idol?
They called me from the record company, and they said, we've got this guy we want you to work with. And I said, well, is he a good singer? They said, no, he doesn't really sing. I said, well, does he write songs? They said, no, he doesn't write. I said, does he dance? They say, no, he doesn't dance. So what's he got? They said, he's a total star.
Yeah.
And your job is to find a way to make him sing well.
Do you watch these dopes on American Idol?
Uh-huh.
And do you think first of all, do you think any of the people on American Idol this year have any talent?
I think that you could send as many judges as you want from city to city for the rest of your life, and it would be hard to find a superstar.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think they've gotten they've been very, very fortunate in their first couple of seasons. Oh, when you worked with Wilson Phillips, you worked with Carney when she was big and fat, right?
Absolutely, when she was bigger than she is now.
Did she? What's the most you ever saw her eat?
Totally not my area of expertise.
Oh, come on.
I just kept her away from dairy because it makes more phlegm.
So dairy's bad too.
But I've worked with generations of Wilsons, because when I was 16, I was working with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
My man. Now listen, you got to understand, I'm very conflicted on this, because on one hand, I'll say that he's like a borderline tard because of everything he's done, but there's nobody that I appreciate more music. I think he's Beethoven to this generation, but he's so effed up. What was he like before he got so effed up?
Well, when I was working with him, you know, every appointment was made through the shrink.
Really?
You know, who was his manager at that time. But all my time with him was great. And, of course, you don't get any higher level of creative genius than that.
Have you heard the album Smile? Have you heard the new thing with Brian Wilson?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they'd scheduled some time with me, you know, X number of months ago to help him get ready for a show he was doing here at the Roxy.
All right. Here's a little bit of Smile. This is an album Brian Wilson had in the late, what is it, 60s? It's just released it. You tell me, how do you critique this?
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the White Pacific Shore. To the queen of flowing mountains, to the south and by the shore, to by the dawn and the...
You don't think I'm really going to play with Brian Wilson, right?
No, I think you're going to play this guy. It's been a long time since you've played this guy.
I love it. I think Brian Wilson is experimenting with all kinds of accents.
Lucky, lucky me. Why can I live in luxury?
I didn't realize Brian Wilson was from Brooklyn.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la. So, overall, how was your time with Mr. Slim Shady? Would you rate him in the upper echelon of the people you've worked with?
Upper echelon in what level? Just of musical talent?
No, just as
a human being.
Human being.
Very nice. Super. Really, really nice. I mean, now, literally, the manager said to me, you know, don't carry your keyboard in there because he's not going to do any of your vocal exercises. He's not going to work on your breathing.
Did you make Eminem do that? La, 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 la. Mike made him do la, 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 la.
No laws. I made him do go, 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 and stuff like that.
Go, go, go. Hey, what's the scene?
That's how like you treat a retard to sing.
You don't go, go, la, la, you go, 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 go.
No, no, it's good, 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 right?
I have exercises that basically put the vocal cords in specific places and then send the right amount of air to the vocal cords so that you can make whatever sound you need.
What is the secret? I saw in your press release, what's the secret to like making your voice quaver like a real singer, like vibrato?
The secret is that it's not supposed to be one note. In other words, it's not supposed to be like a calling your sheep back from the pasture. It's supposed to be multi-note. It's supposed to go and it's supposed to be controlled by air instead of shaking muscles.
Oh, all right,
and
cool.
What does this have to do with your diaphragm?
Because if your stomach, if you're taking a breath in through your nose and filling up the lower part of your tummy,
yeah,
and then letting your stomach come back in.
See, diaphragm isn't always dirty. It wasn't what you were thinking either.
Right.
I'm just talking to our listeners out there.
Well, you know,
Diaphragm is a fabulous word.
In this current climate, we have to be very careful.
And let's see, I see all of my favorite R&B acts, Earth, Wind & Fire, En Vogue, Never, Never Gonna Get It. But what about the Jacksons? You ever work with the Kid Toucher?
I got to work with the Jacksons when they were huge on that whole Victory tour.
Oh, really? And
any time that I've been in the company of Michael Jackson, I thought he was a sweetheart, really nice guy.
All right. So he's never touched anybody you knew.
Never touched anybody I knew ever, and never talked to anybody that knows that he's touched anybody. Knew.
Here's one thing.
And how was it? I see Motley Crue on here. What was it like working with Motley Crue?
Fantastic. You got to remember that though these people might have been kind of like rebels when they're away from me, when they see me, they think of me as a doctor who has the cure.
Hmm.
So they're not going to come in. They're not mean to me. They don't give me any attitude.
That's no fun. You mean Iggy Pop wasn't even mean to you?
No way. Iggy Pop was like one of the best students I've ever had.
What about Cinderella? Cinderella had to be mean and jerky, right?
That's an interesting story. Tom Kiefer came to me because he had basically walked head first into a window, and he had completely cracked his nose. And so he went to one of the doctors in New York, and he said, you have to fix my nose. And in fixing his nose, he completely lost his voice and the ability to sing the whole upper part of his range, which he didn't get back for almost 3 or 4 years afterwards.
Wow. And you fixed him?
I was one of the people that really worked on it, helped fix it.
I noticed that you don't have Britney on your list.
Not yet. I'm ready. I'm here in Los Angeles waiting for her.
You do have...
Anytime Britney decides that she wants to actually sing live, I can help with that.
Oh, there you go.
What about Lisa Marie? We are fascinated with her dad.
Glenn Ballard, who was the original producer, hired to work on that album.
Are you ready for a treat? Are you ready for a surprise?
But
I know you think we don't do prep on this show, Roger. We have a tape of Lisa Marie Presley from the TV show On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Great.
Where she actually mentions your name.
Cool.
Do we have that? Yeah. Roll it. Lisa Marie Presley.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
There she is.
I don't know the words to it, so...
I don't hear it.
Oh, there it is.
I can read it. If we give it up, just... No, please forgive us.
There she is. There, Lisa Marie Presley.
She's talking about you. Roger, listen, you're way too nice to be on the show because you don't have anything bad to say about any of these people.
No, and as a matter of fact, Lisa Marie Presley, I was thinking she was going to be terrible when she came in. But though she couldn't sing high, she had a really interesting, smoky, kind of a soulful quality, the low part of the voice, that surprised me and a lot of people.
When you say she couldn't sing high, you mean when she was high, or you mean she couldn't sing high notes?
She couldn't sing high notes.
Was she high when she was there, though?
No. Absolutely what about? Not. I think, don't you have to be over 7 feet tall to be high?
What about, come on, Jesus, wow, you're the worst.
Look, I gave you the biggest softball in the world that the guy from Three Dog Night did so much coke that his nose almost fell off,
but your response is you got him when he was clean.
There you go.
Well, they're going to see, you heard him, they're going to see the doctor.
That's right. When I travel on the bus with like a rock band or something, they come to me and they say, could I have a beer?
What about that big fat guy in the fifth dimension? Did he ever cut one in front of you? You know who I
am.
Not
that I remember.
You know
that one,
guy.
Huh? What's that mean? I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
I'll tell you an interesting Def Leppard story,
Mike,
though.
Oh, I meant, did he cut one? Did he ever
cut an album?
Cut an album.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Did he cut one for you?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't remember. I'll tell you an interesting Def Leppard story. We were recording all the vocals in the closet, in the walk-in closet of the guitar players for this one album we were doing, and then he was going through a divorce.
Are you guys still interested in what he's saying?
Joe and I stuck in this little walk-in
Mike,
closet.
Mike, are you interested in this?
All of his wife's clothes. One day, his wife...
Buzz, what about you?
Nice guy, though.
Kind of interesting.
You're kind of interesting?
Interesting, Buzz?
Yeah. We could never
manage... You go ahead and listen to him.
Without all of those...
So, Mike... Yes.
We had to find a new place.
Are you playing golf this weekend?
No. So, do you just not work with these people if they're using drugs?
I'm not playing golf.
Do you just not work with these people when they're taking drugs?
No,
really?
You know what?
Yeah.
When they're working,
but it's great.
I can't do it.
I can't concentrate.
You can't what?
My brain's starting to hurt. I can't concentrate on what you're saying either.
That's why they go to you to ask permission.
Yeah. I don't let them do it.
Fascinating.
All right, Roger. Thanks for being on the show, dude.
Thanks a lot, and good luck, and I hope you get a lot more clients.
Hold on. Rob wants me to say, love to sing with Roger Love. The DVD, I predict to be a huge seller, in stores on April 6th.
Tim, the store is April 6th on TV now.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you think he does that dancing thing? That metrosexual dancing thing?
I think there might be a chance.
You think he's a gangster?
You're telling me there's a chance.
You think so?
You know, I didn't hear the end of the story about Def Leppard. At the end of that story, Buzz, did he come out of the closet?
Yes, he did.
Bada-bing! It got to a point... He was a good guest.
Yeah, but you know, I know you want everybody to dish dirt. If they don't dish dirt, you know, it's not interesting.
Course. The guy
he dished dirt on one person, didn't he? Didn't he dish dirt on one person?
Who? Nobody.
Well, no, he said the only person he said anything bad about was Britney Spears.
Right.
Oh, that's right. But
if she ever wants to really sing live,
she has
that was the thing. But you see,
not on the client list.
Right. See, if she wants to have him go on shows and not say bad things, then she gets into his office.
That's right.
Right. But meanwhile, he's working with Mandy Moore. Listen, I got more talent in my left sock. Mm-hmm. Mandy Moore's got, but
right.
He's worked with her.
He's worked with a lot of people.
I mean, and what do those people have questions for him?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he's fascinating.
Phones are ringing. Greg, what was your question?
Perhaps
Mike and I can answer the question now that we've booted him off
I'm
the show.
Sure I think
can.
That Don and I are both accomplished vocalists.
Yeah. Let's go. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was kind of a metro. But yeah, you know, when you're watching American Idol, those guys were just downing large quantities of that, you know, packets of honey.
So what was the question for the expert?
Oh, it was honey bad. Was honey bad? I heard
yes.
Lemon was bad.
No.
Yes.
I'm sorry, no.
Wow.
He said lemon was bad.
Yeah.
Mike, honey is bad.
And honey, I miss you, and I'm doing well, and I'd love
to be
with you. That's how I get my vibrato.
You.
You know, I actually have to take my hand and put it on my throat, and I'm doing well.
I love any chance to work Bobby Goldsboro into our show.
Hello.
Honey. I miss you.
Thinking about that vibrato thing because I like to sing.
You were good on the scales. I suck on the scales. That's where
la,
you can do
la,
the
la 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 la.
Here you go.
La 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 la.
I think you might just be one of those gay dancers.
La 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 la.
Beautiful.
So Johnny Constantino.
It's been a while.
Let's go way down memory lane.
Yeah.
Let's go way down memory lane.
Little Pagliacci there. Yeah. Yes, Roger Love. Oh, he's a good boy.
We got a break. We'll be back with the Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Lined up eastbound 66, trying to get to 110. Crash was southbound at Marshall Drive. Westbound, still heavy. Even Fairfax, making your way from Vienna to Fairfax. And again, off and on Centerville to Manassas, Gainesville. Traffic brought to you by Giant Food, where all this week you'll find USDA Grade A fresh boneless chicken breasts are a Giant Big Buy. It's $1.99 a pound when you buy 3 pounds or more. The best cost less at Giant. Beer Belfry. Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Sunday night on E! Goldie and Kate.
It's interesting how things and I, their lives are.
They're Hollywood royalty.
There are times when Kate flashes this dazzling smile and you see Goldie in her.
But you've always suspected there's more to the story. you were right.
Her publicist went and told journalists, don't ask about Goldie Hawn.
If you thought the gossip was juicy, wait till you hear the story.
She's had two failed marriages, and one of her best friends got run over in front of her eyes.
The E! True Hollywood Story, Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson. Then it's dead because of things like this.
Am I starting to make you horny?
And this.
Hey, Macarena.
And of course, this.
How many lives were saved solely because of Baywatch and David Hasselhoff?
The 90s ruled.
I like big butts and cannot lie.
101 Reasons the 90s Ruled. Premiering Sunday at 10 and continuing all week long. Right after the Goldie and Kate True Hollywood Story. Sunday night at 8, only on E!
I'm Chick Hernandez. 7 p.m. tonight on Comcast Sportsnet. The Caps face Jaromir Jagr and the Rangers. Then on Sunday, it's ACC Hoops when the Terps take on the Cavaliers at 8. Catch all the action you crave only on Comcast Sportsnet.
In the Kitchen with Johnny Carrabba and Damian Mandola, founders of Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Big D, what's your favorite dish at Carrabba's?
Without a doubt, the spiedino di mare. Grilled shrimp and grilled scallops.
Those scallops are nice and plump.
I'm going to show you how to make this, man.
I love it.
Smell this garlic I've chopped right here. Mm. It's delicious. Look at this, JC.
Our spiedino breadcrumbs.
We coated on these beautiful shrimp and scallops. Now I'm going to put a scallop on the skewer. Now a shrimp, scallop, shrimp, scallop.
Get it on the grill. Let's get going.
The thrill of the grill, baby.
Look at those flames. Well, you know what? You're not bad, Chef.
That's my favorite dish.
Let's plate it.
What could be better, JC? What could be better?
They look crunchy.
Now I'm going to top it with Carrabba's tangy lemon butter sauce.
Let's eat it, D.
Oh, it just dances across my tongue. Have a bite, JC, and tell me what you think.
That good? Is unbelievable.
Are those scallops juicy? Hey. Are those shrimp tender?
Man, let me have another
bite. It's Carrabba heaven, baby.
Come to Carrabba's for the spiedino di mare. It's not your typical Italian. Visit Carrabba's in Reston off Fairfax County Parkway on Sunset Hills Road across from Target.
Good news, everyone. The file has finally finished downloading to my laptop.
That isn't the file.
Of course it is.
No, you've drawn a bar chart on your laptop using a crayon.
Why would I do that?
Problems with slow wireless downloads? Introducing Verizon Wireless Broadband Access, the fastest mobile connection in the U.S., available throughout the Washington, D.C. area. Now you can download large files and email attachments up to 5 times faster than other wide area wireless networks, with typical speeds of 300 to 500 kilobits per second, so you can work as efficiently outside the office as you do inside it.
Well, I don't think it's going to come off.
Verizon Wireless Broadband Access. For all your company's wireless needs, we mean business. For more information, call our business representatives at 1-866-899-2862 or visit VerizonWireless.com. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Network enabled by Lucent Technologies. Coverage not in all areas. Claims based on published speeds excludes 802.11.
When a photo from an ordinary printer gets wet, it might sound like this.
Oh, baby, I like the way you move.
Fade.
Oh, baby,
watered down.
I like the way you move.
And washed up. But use an Epson All-in-One, and you'll get something entirely different.
What's he talking about?
I'm talking about this.
Oh, baby, baby, I like the way you move.
You see, with Epson's exclusive DuraBright Ace, you'll get pictures that resist damage from water. So even when wet, they're a hard act to follow.
I could have done that.
Right. For more information about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
See the Epson Stylus CX5400 All-in-One with our exclusive water-resistant DuraBright ink starting at $129 after a $20 mail-in rebate at Circuit City. We're with you.
Farnsworth Rich here, president of Very Gigantic Wireless. Now about this new singular nation plan where you never pay long distance and never pay roaming. Don't listen! They're lying! Lying, I tell you! What is it?
Legal department says you can't say singular's lying because singular nation customers never pay long distance or roaming.
Technicalities. We at Very Gigantic Wireless have our own nationwide calling plan where you never pay long distance. What?
Legal again. You can't say never pay long distance.
Okay, but you never pay roaming.
Liar.
Stupid lawyers.
I hear that.
Please don't switch to singular nation. I heard it's bad in months that end with an R.
That rule applies to shellfish.
Clam up.
Don't be a victim of Very Gigantic Wireless. Now at Singular, get a cool LG flip phone free with an add-on feature purchase of $4.99 and higher. Stop by your Singular store today to find out how Singular fits you best.
Some restrictions and other monthly charges apply. 2-year service agreement required. Phone price without add-ons is $39.99. Coverage is not available in all areas. See coverage map at stores for details.
Nate owns a watch and you can't have it, no matter what you say or what you do or how tough you look with facial hair. You can't have Nate's watch because it isn't some regular time-telling watch. It's a smartwatch featuring MSN Direct. Sure, it gives Nate the time it's got to do that. It's a watch, but it also gives Nate his stocks, his scores. It gives him personal messages filled with who knows what. It's personal. And Nate's always changing his watch face to match the mood he's in. Happy Nate, happy face. Playful Nate, playful face. What about mysteriously bashful Nate? Well, there's a tough one. But enough about Nate. Let's talk about you. You with a smartwatch featuring MSN Direct. You can get your news, your stocks, your calendar, your stuff, all there on your wrist. And that makes it your watch. Nate? Who's Nate?
Introducing a new line of smartwatches featuring MSN Direct. Your personalized information delivered directly to your wrist. Find out more today at MSNDirect.com or see it for yourself at Amazon.com. Sports channel subject to availability. Visit MSNDirect.com for details.
I just switched.
My roommate's switching over.
And I brought my mom over. I took my number with me.
Switched over to Verizon.
The word is out and the switch is on. People are bringing their number to Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network. What is it about Verizon Wireless that our customers think is better? Just ask.
I love it. It is really the best service out there.
The service is better. It's great.
It's just reliable. You don't have to question whether it's going to work or not.
It's nationwide. I can call anybody. It's easy. It's reliable. That's really the most important thing to me.
People have other services. They always complain, and I tell them, just dump it and get Verizon.
Verizon Wireless is wireless that works. That's why more people are switching over than ever before. Isn't it time you switch and kept the number everybody already knows you by? Just stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800 to join in. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Porting eligibility varies. Network claim based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies and network advantages.
If you're going to switch, you have to switch to Verizon. Especially now at the time, you can bring your number with you. So why wouldn't you switch?
Day one of an XM satellite radio listener.
Got XM today. Listen to Fox News, CNN, and CNBC.
Day two.
Loved all the sports channels from ESPN to NASCAR radio.
Day three.
Realized I haven't even gotten to the music channels yet.
And not just any music channels, 100% commercial-free music channels. Check it out at stores like Best Buy or Circuit City. XM Satellite Radio. Required monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
It's alarming, but true. People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Verbal Advantage on audio cassettes will give you the words you need to communicate with confidence and flair. All you have to do is listen. Learn more about Verbal Advantage now.
1-800-863-WORD. That's 863-WORD. 1-800-863-WORD.
Do you know what it's like to obsess over and over again about your health? Do you know what it feels like to be consumed with constant worry? Have you ever felt so hopeless or helpless that you found it difficult to do the simplest things? Do you know how painful it is to constantly beat yourself up for not being good enough? And do you know the feelings of embarrassment and guilt that come from explosive anger? Well, I do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety and a recovered anxiety and depression sufferer. Do you know how good it feels to finally have control of your life? Find out right now. Call 1-800-ANXIETY and I'll send you my free seminar on tape that will show you how you can take control of your anxiety and depression. That's 1-800-ANXIETY. 1-800-ANXIETY.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is this coming from?
What do they teach you to scrap at school?
Do you ever think, like, why are we born?
Madame de Stael said, in life one must choose between boredom and suffering.
Go to your room.
I'm serious. Why are we born? We were born because of Adam and Eve, that's why. Now go upstairs and do your math. Algebra? That's the most boring.
Well, your other choice is suffering. You want to start now?
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters but the weekend.
Oh, baby.
From
that gravy dog.
the Don and Mike Show.
At least you're on the East Coast. It's after 5. There you go. The Friday favorite. Coming right up. I have to mention, Mike, we have an Ozfest giveaway today on the show.
That's fantastic. I love his work.
We're giving away more Ozzy tickets for Ozfest. Judas Priest, Slayer, Slipknot, and everybody loves Hatebreed. Plus, dinner at Hooters, the Cure for the Common restaurant. Give that away in a couple of seconds. Those of you that play video games, I didn't have a chance to mention this earlier today. I've had Madden 2004 since when? Did it come out in August?
Yes, it did.
And I play Madden 2004, and I play NFL Fever, because you can play both of them online now against real people.
Mm-hmm.
The Madden game, it kicks ass. It's so much better. However, here's just something that caught me off guard today. I can say this very briefly. Anybody who has the game knows what I'm talking about. You put the game into your Xbox or PlayStation, mm-hmm. turn it on, and it says EA Sports.
Right.
It's in the game.
Yeah, I have Tiger Woods Golf, and it does the same thing.
Then there's a variety of football players, and it's real film of real football players.
Right, right. Same thing with the golf. We like, have professional golfers.
Where mm-hmm. the guy's coming off the field, and he says, you know, Darren Sharper of the Packers says, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Right.
And they got Andy Reid of the Eagles going, EA Sports. So I thought I'd cycled through all of these.
Uh-huh.
I turn on the Madden
because they have it at the front, and if you press the button, you can get right to the game.
Right,
or you can wait if you know if the idiots want to wait for it. You know,
so I always skip right past it.
Right,
but I'm just sitting there today, and it goes EA Sports. It's in the game, and I'm waiting. And before I hit the start button, I notice that it's a new person that I haven't seen. I've played this game like 8,000
right.
times, and I'm going, oh, this is somebody new. This is a technical mistake by EA Sports. Because what you're doing is you're alienating the people who are playing the game. Because here's the person that I see.
Who?
It's a kid who looks to be about 13. I guarantee he's never had a thought about a woman in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has not gone through puberty yet.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing an oversized football jersey.
Right.
And he talks like this. Anybody who has the game knows this. I'm going to tape it and bring it on Monday. He goes, hi, my name is Johnny Gnostic. And I'm the winner of the Madden 2003 NFL Challenge. EA Sports. It's in the game.
And it angered you.
And I looked at you know why, Mike?
Because he
looking
could beat
in a mirror. No, it's looking in a mirror.
Oh.
It is. It's looking in a mirror. It's one thing when you turn this off and you see the big football players and,
right.
and the coaches, but then you see. It's a 13-year-old kid.
So you don't need to be reminded when you're playing.
And, right, and you're right. A 13-year-old kid could beat me. My own kid beats me all the
right,
time. These
right.
But it's just, you look, you know, you realize this is what I'm doing. I'm just an older version
mm-hmm.
of this loser.
You didn't like what
and,
you saw.
And this loser only got on the game because he was so good at the Madden 2003 tournament.
One of his rewards was it was to be on
right.
the next one.
Right. Yes, correct. And in all the times I've played the games, that one's never come up before.
You know what you were feeling, and you probably don't even realize this yourself, but when you saw that, the reason it bothered you, you were filled with jealousy.
Oh, absolutely.
You wanted to be that kid.
Absolutely.
You wanted to be that kid.
And if you ever want to play me online, the team that I play on Madden is the 1975 Los Angeles Rams,
mm-hmm.
and my screen name is FCC is Great.
Yeah!
So if you ever see that,
good for you.
Be playing the game again. Christ. What a mess when I turn that thing on and it's like EA Sports. Oh, listen, this weekend, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, this is Sopranos. It's back this weekend. Hey, Tony.
What's happening?
Tony Soprano.
It's been a long time since last time we came in here and talked with each other. You look good. You look all good. How you doing, Buzz?
Hey.
It's been happening. You're doing all right.
Hey, how come it's been so long since your show's been?
Hey, forget about it. It takes a long time to, do all the rehearsing and all that. I don't get involved in the details. I just say, hey, be happy it's back, okay?
Come on.
Give me a break. Come on. Don't get crazy with
it. I've seen the first four episodes.
Man, hey.
Great.
How you doing? Really, how you doing? Are you feeling persecuted and all that? I've been reading all the, the stuff and the people. The government, I tell you right now, they persecute everybody.
It's
a very frustrating situation. I tell you, you're martyrs. You sacrifice yourself.
All you're doing
is trying to make a living for your families, and they're doing all this stuff.
We're cool with it.
You sit to my stuff.
Listen, the changes that we've had to make are very small.
It's ridiculous what you have to go through. Has any other DJ informed on you?
No, has anybody turned us in? I don't think so. Although, oh, boy, you're going to hate this.
I got
this.
A problem.
You're going to hate this. I asked our listeners to turn into DJ last week.
Oh.
I did.
You're a rat.
Yeah, I guess
that's
I
that's the lowest life form. What do you mean you ratted out another DJ?
Well, he's a real jerk, man.
Come on. That's not the way. Yeah, that's the code. Can I ask you a question? It's just between you and me.
Sure.
You talk about the FFSHMEC, whatever.
FCC.
You're not wearing a wire, are you?
A wire? No.
Okay, I'm going to have to pat you down.
Oh, no, no. See, no, no. You don't get it.
You don't want to wear a wire.
FCC.
Oh, I do get it. Excuse me, my friend. I get it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let me explain what get it is. All right? You're being investigated, correct? You're being scrutinized.
Yes.
The talking to all the DJs. Right. Shock. The eyes are on you. Am I right?
Yes.
What better way for you, and I have to be honest, to get into these people's favor than to rat out me. So I have to be careful when I'm around you, how I behave. But then you know, I think it's completely unfair what they're doing. I love you so the old way, with all the crap.
Oh, come on now. There's the show now.
Come on. Great. You going to get any broads?
No.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You
know who will understand
you're
this?
Wussies. You're total wussies.
Where's That's James?
Total wussy.
Where's James Gandolfini?
He's here. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. Where's
you sure?
James?
Are you sure?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right, you got to get the door again. He's waiting outside. I told him I'd do the whole show.
James.
All right, come on in,
Jimmy. Jimmy Gandolfini.
I'll give you the microphone. Here
Emmy Award winner, Golden Globe winner.
Take the microphone, Mr. Man. Come on.
Hey, Jimmy, what's happening?
How are you?
Hey, what's happening? James Gandolfini.
I've been listening to your show out in the lobby out there, and I thought it was really top flight.
Well, you know,
top shelf.
I know you can.
Kudos to you and your partner.
I know that you can deal with this.
And it's wonderful what you've done.
Cleaning
up the airways has always been something I've been very interested in.
Well, I'm not necessarily thrilled about being the garbage man of the airwaves cleaning it up, but we're doing what we can here.
Well, I say bully for you. I really think that what you're doing, I was talking to my personal valet, Robert.
Robert?
And Robert and I, as we were driving over in the taxi cab, and we think your show's as good as it's ever been.
Now, you
please don't dwell on the negative. I always say accentuate the positive.
Now, James, the many times you've been on the show.
Oh, God, listen to what a wussy.
You never liked the fart jokes anyway.
No,
did
I didn't care for that. That's not my cup of tea. But
what about all the naked girls?
I don't think it's necessary. And I'm just more concerned about the fact that we are really, really looking forward to a great first season. I mean, not first season, but the new season.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting, you know. Fifth season, yeah.
Going on sixth.
What I really enjoy is I enjoy, look at him. There he goes eating again. I enjoy puns and wordplay.
Tony, are you talking to Tony?
Yeah.
Tony always eats when he's here.
Yeah,
we got to say, hey, Tony, come here. Tony, come here for a sec. Tony.
Yeah. Hello, let me get a drink. Okay. I thought you were going to talk to, I thought you were talking to Mr. Mr. Wussy Man, who likes all the I write puns and wordplay.
No, listen. There's room for both of you guys to have a spirited discussion about the FCC.
A spirited discussion about the FCC.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. You know what? I'll be honest with you. Why he likes all that stuff?
Why, Tony?
You know, James.
James.
You know why he likes
why
it?
Why
does he like it? He's a fag.
that must be what it is.
Oh, man. Did you get bored with Nancy Boy? You want to talk to the real guy again? Me, James? I just thought this is a great sandwich, incidentally. That is a good sandwich.
So on the Sopranos.
You got the olive oil.
On the Sopranos this year.
On the Sopranos this year. Everyone wants to talk about it. It's big stuff. Lots are going on.
Are you worried about the fact that the FCC is saying that they're even going to look into cable broadcast? They might change your show.
Forget about it. Come on. What did they persecute me for? I didn't do anything like that. It's a good entertainment show with lots of plot and lots of character development. It's not anything we have to worry about here. Come on, give me a break. We got Janice, Christopher, Paulie Walnuts. We got everybody. And we're even bringing in the new guy, my cousin.
Oh, Steve Buscemi?
No, not Steve Buscemi. I don't know who that guy is. We're bringing in Tony Blundetto, my cousin.
You wouldn't know.
Tony Blundetto's my cousin.
Where's James again? Maybe James would like
this.
Oh, come
on. Well, I'll go finish my sandwich. All right.
Hey,
Nancy boy.
Hey, Tony, if I could tell you one thing before
tell me what they we're soulmates.
That is a beautiful robe you're wearing.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, it's still morning. Okay, you're a good guy. You want to talk to the
Wussy
again? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jimmy. Now watch. This is his response. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man, do I hate him.
How do you feel about working with an actor this year with the range of Steve Buscemi?
I'm really excited about the prospects of Buscemi coming to the show. He is... He's such a talent. He's got such an enormous body of work.
Hates him.
Well, Tony would hate him. I think that would follow. That would be very natural. But the fact is that I really think that Steve Buscemi is a wonderful, talented actor, mm-hmm. and we're very excited about that. Robert and I were discussing in the cab on the way over Steve Buscemi and I have so much in common that I think that we will be able to enjoy each other's company. I enjoy classical music and like poetry, as he does.
Mm.
And we are very excited about the prospects for a fantastic 5th season of The Sopranos. I got that wrong before, but we've been on quite the spirited whirlwind.
Would you ever consider going dancing with Steve Buscemi?
I've heard of that phenomenon. You're talking about, of course, men dancing together who are heterosexual.
Yes, it's heterosexual men, well, they dance. It's called gansing, gay dancing.
I now have a wonderful, beautiful, lovely fiance, and Mr. Buscemi is, I think, involved. So it would be not necessary for us to... try to lure in women by dancing out in a dance hall, I think. But if men want to do that, I believe in all lifestyles, and whatever anyone does to make themselves feel comfortable and more whole as a human being would be fine with
Tony.
You'd like to talk to Tony again?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I don't recommend it.
You're fascinating.
I really don't recommend it.
But you're a little highbrow for our show.
I just want to mention one last thing regarding your other guest. To prepare for season 5, I have been training with Roger Love.
Oh.
And now I'll let you speak to...
the vocal coach.
Are you done with me now for this segment? Would you like to speak to the ugly bear again?
Oh, no. Hey.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel very put upon because he's very difficult to travel with. And, I'll talk to him.
And, later. You know, I bet I can bring him around on Steve Buscemi.
All right, I'll give him to you. Not
hey, Tony?
Really, but okay.
Hey, Tony, come here. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
This guy Buscemi, who you don't like? Stick with me for a second. You remember Fargo, the movie Fargo?
It's not that I don't like it.
Do you remember Fargo?
Yeah, I remember
What was
Fargo.
Your favorite scene? The wood chipper scene?
Yeah, with the guy's leg.
Did you know?
That's my favorite scene. You know, when they chop up the body and they got the big leg.
Okay, hold on. Who was in that movie?
Steve Buscemi.
Okay!
There you go.
I'm worried about him.
Why are you worried about him?
Because he's a fag.
What do you think of the new phenomenon?
New phenomenon.
Gansing.
How about you use some American words, all right?
Gansing.
Phenomenon.
Do you know what gansing is?
No, what's that?
It's where two men who are not gay dance with each other in bars.
Why?
To attract women.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
We have this on...
Two guys?
Two guys. Yeah. It's called gansing.
That's not my cup of tea. He gants with me, end up in the trunk of a car. All right? He gants with me. Gantsing. Gants with me, end up like Ralphie.
Yeah, right.
All right? Yeah, put your head in the tub. No gantsing allowed. There you go.
James.
Yeah.
You realize that you are the same person as James Gandolfini.
Not a chance, buddy boy. Not a chance. You're barking up the wrong tree there. Come on now.
He said that he was all for gantsing.
Oh, come on. Of course he's for gantsing. He's a gantsing boy.
Yeah.
He's a gansing boy. He likes to gans around. Hey, James, watch your gans, all right? All right, come on, Nancy. Nancy Gansy. He likes all that. I said, as far as I'm concerned, he can put on a dress and gans all night. Knock your socks off. He ain't coming up with... He coming to Atlantic City with me. That ain't going to happen. I'm going up with Christopher. We're going to have a good time.
So what do you think of enough about your show, our show?
Enough about your show, my show.
No,
yeah.
No, our show.
Your show?
Give us your real thought. You've been on the new show. And I don't think it's that different than the show.
Well, you like it. I like it.
Yeah. You like it. So you like it?
It's all right.
Good. So you like what we're doing?
Yeah, I like what you're doing. I think it's a good show. I give it the Tony stamp of approval. Yeah, what do you want? You want me to kiss you?
Well, no.
Of course, it's good. You're entertaining.
You're busting balls.
You're entertaining.
You didn't like. So you do like what we're doing?
Yeah, you're top of the heap. Yeah, I think you're all right. I think you're the top of the mountain. I think what you do is terrific. I think it's fantastic.
Oh,
I think everybody with the stresses of life, I've been on the antidepressants with Dr. Belfi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like your show because it's kind of like an antidepressant that I don't have to wash down with water. You know what I mean? What are you laughing for?
I'm not laughing. I'm clever.
You're
funny.
I was kind of playing a compliment
you're
for
funny.
You. You laugh.
No, you don't. You're funny.
Yeah, well, you're trying to make me angry. That's all right. But I mean, really,
I'm not trying to make you angry.
I mean, I said it's an antidepressant. I mean, it cheers me up when I'm driving home in my SUV. It's fantastic.
I'm going to apologize in advance.
Okay. Well,
Don't be mad at me, Tony.
What is that?
Do you remember what he did with his screensaver?
Yeah, when he put Anthony Jr.?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I'm not happy.
Pictures of AJ in a swimming suit.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I am. You think
you like looking over your shoulder?
Well, I'm used to this.
Used okay.
To it. All right.
I'm going to tell you right now. This is the way I feel about you. Okay.
What is it, Tony?
You got one more strike.
Yeah.
After the AJ thing with the picture of him in the swimsuit that you put on your screensaver.
Right.
I tell you right now, you're really starting to anger me.
I'm sorry. I just had one of the
you're
questions.
You're starting to anger me, and I will tell you right now.
Okay.
You know that chair you sit down on?
Yeah.
That nice
chair.
You?
I love that
I want,
chair.
I want to remember, you see that tight shirt you like to wear, you know, the ladies' blouses?
Yeah, I'm wearing
Let me tell you right
yeah.
now, okay? One more false move, Burbank,
uh-huh.
and they'll be screwed.
Happen, but
you're going to be in big trouble, newsboy.
AJ, does he go dancing?
Hey. That's hey. What are you doing?
Hey!
You're deliberately trying to insult me. You're
not funny, Buzz.
You're disrespecting
Sorry.
Me.
Not funny.
He's Sorry. Not. He's a good
you know what
kid.
You do?
He's a great kid.
You take care of him.
I'll take care of
him. You take care of him.
You get it.
Just teasing, really.
You take care of him.
You driving home tonight, Buzz?
Yeah, I thought I'd drive
hey,
home.
Hey, where's Jimmy?
Jim,
who? Jimmy Gamble.
Why you want to talk to him? Talk to me!
I got to go to a break. I want to talk to Jimmy.
All right, hold on.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Well, that was quite an exchange.
Yeah. Now, listen.
That was violent.
You just threatened
horribly violent.
Buzz. I was making a joke about Buzz and the screensaver. Mm-hmm. You know it's a joke, right? You get it?
Of course I do.
Then why did you just threaten him?
It's positively a joke.
But you just threatened him.
I did absolutely nothing
yes,
of the kind.
You did.
I did not.
You said, are you going to get into your car tonight?
You're a conjurer, and you're deliberately trying to confuse and distort the facts. I'm not happy with the way this is going.
Who are you, James Gandolfini or
I'm
Tony
James
Soprano?
I am James Gandolfini,
who is
the
Tony,
one and only.
Who is Tony Soprano?
I know not this Tony you speak of. I'm not aware of him at all.
We're going to play the game.
Ooh.
The low-budget Jeff R.D.
Right.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. We have a challenger. We need a champion. We need a challenger, so
it
call now.
Simply an example of hyperbole.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
How are you? You want to talk to Tony now?
Yeah, I know. I just want to ask him. Hey, Tony.
He's eating again.
What's hyperbole? What's hyperbole?
Hyperbole?
What is it?
I think it's one of my dances.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it. Organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a 45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in the waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
There is no mafia.
The Don and Mike Show. They have the best radio show on the radio. Don and Mike.
You were just lying to Meadow.
Well, I gotta do that. That's the way we're doing our thing. You know, that thing of ours. That's the way it works. What am I supposed to tell her the truth? Yeah, I'm in the mafia. Then I expose her. Come on, know the rules.
Did you see her in FHM magazine?
Yeah, she's looking all right. But, you know, she's my daughter.
You just said she's looking all right.
Come on now. I love Billy Swan.
Well, I can help.
Yeah, I can help.
If your child needs a daddy, I can help.
If you have a problem. That's good.
Tony, let's play Love with you, Jeff Barton.
I also am studying with Roger Love. No, I'm kidding. No, not a chance. Not a chance. I don't want to sing. I don't care. You lose your voice, you lose your voice. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now in the studio is a title clerk. Oh, the government, the man. All right. From Wichita, Kansas, let's say hi to Jay Moss.
Let's go, hey, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Dude.
Always.
And now in the studio is a returning champion. He's got a lot of money here. And about $110. He's an editor from Sacramento. Let's say hi to Jeff Long.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, LQA, Tony.
Hey, Jeff, being a returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Changes in my life have been multifold.
All right. That's
right.
Another good caller today.
That's a good call. Now we're in the studio, so host for a bunch of Gemini, Jay and Jeff. Don't screw with us, too. I'll put you in a box. And let's say hi to Alex Trebek Lamont.
Thank you, Tony. Jeff and Jeff and Jay. You guys could be DJs. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jay.
Here are your categories.
He killed me.
Your categories are Trading Spaces.
Hey, what's that? Oh, I seen it.
Billy Crystal sucks.
Yeah, right about that, my friend.
NFL offseason, where are they now?
Yeah, man, I missed that football.
Clothing, what's in and what's out?
I could tell you that. I'm a snappy dresser.
You're wearing a robe.
I'm wearing a robe right now, but if I go out, I got a nice suit. Come
You're
on.
You're wearing a robe, you got the white beater on, you got the white
beater, yeah.
You got the gold change, you got the B.O.
Yeah, but I dress pretty good when I'm, when I'm dressing up. What are you doing to cause the problems for? Come on, play your game.
And finally, America, America.
America, America. It's a great country. I love this country.
So here are your categories. Trading Spaces,
first and foremost.
That's right.
Billy Crystal sucks.
Yeah.
NFL, where are they now? Clothing in or out in America, America.
Hey, what's that hum? Somebody got a space heater on somewhere? What's going on?
And Jay, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
Good luck, boys.
All right, let's start with Trading Spaces.
Trading Spaces. A cable network that airs this TV show.
What is...
Oh, God.
All right, Jeff, your chance to steal.
What is Home and Garden TV?
Wrong, both of you wrong.
TLC.
Hey, no, there's got to be some order here. You can't just scream out.
Hey, Jay, what are you doing shouting out the name? Is that, you think that's the way we play the game?
I apologize.
How about a little discipline, okay? You got to show some decorum here, all right?
Yes, boss.
It is TLC, and who said that? Was it Jay?
Yeah, Jay, does he start out with a negative dollar?
Take a dollar away from him.
All right, see if you can get back to zero, okay, Big Mouth?
Yes, sir, boss.
All right, now pick one. Come on.
How about Trading Spaces?
Yeah, see now, Jay, when we need you to do something, you're too much of a wise guy. A smart aleck.
Okay.
Man, I come out there right to Wichita.
Trading Spaces for two. She's the... Now, keep. I'm going to say this with our new standards, but I think it says, she's the cute, perky, sexy, posable, bendable hostess of Trading Spaces.
Who is Paige Davis?
There you go.
All right, now you got plus one. Okay, Mr. Man, go ahead. Now, take another crack at it.
Thank you. For three balls.
Stars of the comedy flick Trading Places.
Oh. Who are Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
And
okay, come on, great.
All right,
what
Jeff.
Do you think? I got time for you to eulogize these people and tell me they're great or
not? Why don't be a disciplinarian? All right, Jeff.
Who is Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
All right, $3 for you. Way to go, Jeffrey.
And to quote Ben Stiller, I know what a googly is.
A googly. That's all right. All right, Jeff, select again.
Yeah.
Let's go to NFL offseason moves for one, please.
Here you go. Top of today's headlines. Terrell Owens.
Who is the Baltimore Ravens?
$1 for you.
Yes, good pickup.
Select again, Jeffrey.
NFL offseason changes for two, please.
Mark Brunell.
Who is Miami?
Jay, your chance to steal.
Who are the Cowboys?
No, come on.
You guys should go gay dancing. You should go gancing together.
Dancing.
It's the Redskins. They signed him a month ago. Mark Brunell.
Jeff, you're still in control. Select again. Come on, hurry up.
All right, let's get NFL offseason moves for three, please.
The Freak, Javon Kearse.
Who is
Jay, your chance to steal.
Who is Tennessee?
No.
Guys, go dancing tonight. He just signed with the Eagles yesterday. It's all over the place.
I know.
And Jeff, you're in control. Select again.
How about what Billy Crystal sucks for one?
Here we go.
That's a good category I like.
He sucked when he hosted this award show Sunday night.
What is the Academy Award?
$1 for Jeffrey Long. All right. You're going to know the long and short of it. Huh? I'm just kidding. It's a joke I made. All right, Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Billy Crystal sucks for two.
He sucked in this movie with his friend Robin Williams.
What is...
Jay, your chance to steal.
Moscow on Hudson?
No.
No, it's obscure. A movie called Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Remember they were both like the father of the same kid or some crazy story like that?
No, I didn't see it. Did it suck?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, you're in control.
Billy Crystal sucks for three, please.
He sucked in this movie that co-starred Deborah Winger.
What is Harry Met Sally?
Jay, your chance to steal.
What is Forget Paris?
Now, how do you pull that?
Wow.
That's a good one. That's a good pull because that's an awful movie.
Yeah.
Forget Paris, where he's the NBA referee.
Yeah, Winger. Deborah Winger.
Yeah, she smells, don't you think?
She did, yeah. She looks like she smells offensive.
She got some B.O.?
What do you want?
Hey, Jimmy.
Excuse me.
Hey, Jim.
Am I to sit on the sidelines for the whole broadcast?
You know, I'm kind of letting you two work that out.
Okay, we're going to work it out. Go sit out. All right. All right, that did it. It's enough of him. Okay.
Okay, who's the,
nice to be back.
Who's in control, Tony?
Hey, Jay, you're in control, so let's begin. Come on.
Clothing in and out.
All right, this is from something called the Shaw Report. There's clothing that's in and clothing that's out.
I like it out on the floor, depending on who's wearing it. Ah, there you go. Just go ahead with your game.
Denim jackets. Denim jackets.
I would say that those are out. What is out?
That was not in the form of a question.
Jeff, your chance to steal.
What is out?
Right, jean jackets are out. Attention, Joe Ardinger.
There you go. Hey, $1 for you, Jeffrey.
All right, clothing, what's in, what's out for two, please?
Trench coats.
What is in?
Yes, $2. Trench coats are in.
You got a commanding lead there, my friend.
Thank you. What is clothing, what's in, what's out for three, please?
Fleeces.
What is out?
Right.
$3. That's good. You did good on that category, Jeff. I'm proud of you.
I guess I should go dancing.
All right. Select again.
What is let me give America America for one, please.
Did you just say you should go dancing?
Just go dancing.
I guess so.
You got all the clothing ones
right.
Yeah,
you did do pretty well in them fag categories.
All right. America America. These are stats from Harper's Index about the United States year 2002. All right. In 2002, this United States city has the most Burger King franchises within city limits.
What is Jacksonville?
That is a great poll. Oh
my God, wow. How did he figure that out? You're not cheating, are you?
No, I just know it's the biggest city, you know.
No. So. Yeah, right.
You're Donnie.
It is the biggest city as far as miles. It's like 84 miles. Yes,
hey, come on, fess up with me. He's a family member. You got a family member here?
He's a friend of ours.
Hey, all right, here you go. Hey, Jay, pack up all your things and go. Okay. All right, Jeff, select again.
America, America for two, please.
Yeah, we'll see how smart he is. In 2002, this United States city had the most blockbuster video franchises in city limits.
What is Houston?
No. Jay, your chance to steal.
What is Indianapolis?
No.
Yeah, right. Indianapolis, Mars. No. Los Angeles.
L.A. Come on.
No, what is Indianapolis?
Jeff, you're in control.
All right, America, America, wrap it up for three, please.
In 2002, this United States city had the most adult book/toy stores within city limits.
Oh, brother, what is New York City?
No.
Jay, chance to steal.
What is New Orleans?
No.
New Orleans was third. Tampa Bay, Florida.
Tampa Bay, a great place to hang out.
Tampa Bay. Now, Tony, that's the end of the first round.
Way to go, boys.
Now, Tony, who's coming in to do this next part? Are you staying or is Jimmy coming?
You know, it's up to you. It's Steelers' choice. I'll work it out with him. We'll see what we can do. I'll let him do a couple of things.
I think you're not giving him a lot of time.
You want to do this part? You tell the score and then we go on to the thing.
Yeah,
do
come on,
thing.
James Gandolfini.
I appreciate it, Tony. Hello, Don. And well, now we can proceed. Would you like to know what the score is?
Are you afraid of Tony?
I'm very afraid.
No.
Be very afraid. He is a man of great violence.
Mm-hmm. Did you have an accident?
There was one time when we had a disagreement.
Did you have an accident today?
An accident today.
Or did you spill a drink?
Why? What, the blood?
Yeah.
Well, the blood is something that I'd rather not talk about.
Was that from Tony?
It was Tony brandishing a weapon.
Was that before today's show?
It was before. It was actually during the show.
So it was not in the green room. It was during the commercials? What did he do to you?
You're stressing me.
Well, you're bleeding.
All right, in the event
you have a big wet spot.
In the event that you must know, Anthony, during the show, indicated to me by cutting me that he wished me not to participate in the second half of the segment.
Tony?
I therefore began to bleed, and Tony? I continue to bleed now. It's super.
Tony, did you cut him? Tony?
Yeah, I cut him.
Tony,
come on,
wow.
I cut him, yeah.
Look at
him. He's bleeding, all right. It's a little flesh wound. He's going to be fine, you know? Come on. He's just a big wound.
You cut him, like, right in the abdomen.
I just cut him with a little letter opener. You know, it's this little thing I carry. Okay?
He stabbed him.
All right, Jimmy, you want to do it? Quiet. I need to find my center. Okay, fine. The score is Jeffrey with $12 and Jay with $3.
Guys, here is your category. Good luck.
Tony has requested to read the prize that they'll receive, though.
Did he stab you again?
No, but he threatened to. Please let him.
Okay.
You're hurting me.
Here's your category.
All right, I'm back. There we go.
Here's your category.
Up guy.
Guys, your category is, it's his prerogative. And here is your answer. Yo, yo, yo. The current age of my main man, Bobby Brown, still in jail after being arrested 2 years ago for two weeks ago for probation of his DWI violation.
All right.
A man, Bobby Brown.
Yo, Bobby Brown.
Oh, this is Bobby Brown. In jail, arrested 2 weeks ago. The current age of my man, Bobby Brown. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All right. Here I am back again. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a tour and a free dinner at any Carrabba's restaurant. Given by Johnny Carrabba and Damian Mandola.
Are they friends of yours?
They're friends of ours, yeah. I took an interest in this ristorante recently, and Johnny and Damian, you see, they owe me a favor. So if you always wanted to hang out with real legitimate Italians in a chain restaurant where they don't live, now you can. Get free food as well, capisce? Just tell them Tony said to anything you want. Yeah.
You just gave a real commercial there.
Yeah, whatever.
Who do we want to work? I want to talk to you first here, Tony.
Jay Moss from Wichita, Kansas, all right?
Yeah, okay, Jay, it's his prerogative. Current age of my man, Bobby Brown.
What is, 36?
I'm sorry, Jay, but hang on. We're going to have wonderful gifts for you.
Steve, Jeff, if you got it right, you're the answer. Current age of my man, Bobby Brown.
What is, 35?
Oh, that means that Jeffrey Long, you are still the low budget champion.
Yes, Bob Brown.
That one out, man.
Robert Brown, RB, 35. Oh, Jay, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away, Matt. Just please go away. And, Jeff, you won more money. Here now, Tony, to tell you what you won, because Jim is just bleeding in the corner right now.
I would like to give Jim the prerogative to read before he loses consciousness. Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
Jim, can you pull yourself up to the microphone?
I'm all right. All right, first of all, Jay, we congratulate you for playing the game. But, Jeff, you are our big winner.
All right.
You double your score to $24. We throw in a bonus and added your previous total, $159 for you.
Hey, thank you.
I'd be very happy about that.
I can't stand him. I can't stand him.
Don't
stab him again.
I won't. I just got to read. All right. Now, ladies and Jay, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You want some prizes?
You know it.
All right. First of all, you have won one of the lesser shows on HBO, Curb Your Enthusiasm, the prize pack. Don't miss an all-new episode of HBO's hit comedy, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What, you don't like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
It's all right, but I got to promote another show.
Right.
You have also won a 7-Eleven prize pack, including a $25 convenience card, a $20 phone call, and 7-Eleven coupons. America's favorite convenience store is expanding its lineup of good-for-you foods, including controlled carb alternatives from Atkins. But wait,
you're a good reader. There's more.
All right, you ready for another prize?
You know it, boss.
This is fun, isn't it?
It's fun.
You have won an Underworld prize pack order. Order Underworld tonight on Comcast Cable, in-demand pay-per-view.
Hey, do you get the irony there? You're giving away a prize. It's called Underworld.
Underworld. I ain't ironing nothing.
No, it's ironic.
Yeah. All right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, okay.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Smelly Pants 1 and 2. I don't understand it. I'm just reading the talk. You won the Underworld prize pack. What, Underworld tonight?
Underworld is about guys in the mob.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's a rumor. It's a rumor. Everybody assumes because you're in the waste management business. Tonight on Comcast Cable, in-demand pay-per-view for your chance to win a room full of Ashley furniture. Log on to indemand.com for more details. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm very... What do you want?
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey!
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, guys.
God bless you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Don?
Thanks.
Yes, James.
I would like to urge everyone that's out there to please, when they get an opportunity with their local cable system, to watch The Mexican.
Thanks a lot.
Don't you play a fag in that movie?
Yes, I do. And
hey,
I play him well.
Tony?
Yeah.
Where are you at, Tony?
All right, I'm over here. I'm going to carry him out. He's bleeding to death.
Okay. We'll always remember, never forget.
I'm all screwed up.
How much of Jeopardy's the production of?
Colorado Incorporated is distributed by King World. Come on, James. I'll take you to the emergency room.
And there they go.
Yeah.
They had a little spot on him.
It ended up being a big stain.
Well, you know, they don't get along. What can you say?
It was blood.
Hope he's all right.
You know who runs that? Border Town? Who runs that town?
Who runs Border Town?
Tony runs that town.
Oh, absolutely.
There's two guys in that head.
Yeah.
But, man, Tony's the main head.
Yeah, I think Jim didn't, you know, really have much to say. And
Jesus, he was assaulted today.
Yeah, he was hurt.
He sounded like Sue Hawk last night on
on Survivor. Richard touched me! Jeff, you don't understand what Richard did to me!
It's a struggle when they're in here together.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
It's me.
He made it up.
Michael Elston.
Hey, M.E.
Yes.
What's your lead story today on the news and comments?
Today, Martha Stewart prepares for prison love.
Oh, man.
That's right. Wow, we got that news earlier today. Mm-hmm. I am flabbergasted.
I know you sent all those cards and letters.
Well, I was serious that I would have bet you just about anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would have?
Yeah, I told you.
Another missed opportunity.
Okay. Should have done that. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Jimmy. Are you still here, Jimmy?
Yes, Don.
That was very...
I'm losing consciousness. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJF.
This too funny.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
That's too funny.
What's the word from Planet Crestfire?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting in black and white as an infinity cost-cutting measure.
Yeah, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Word out to Ron and Fez. They're on after us, you know, on WJFK here.
Very funny gentlemen.
They're good at doing that FCC stuff like we are.
Right.
They got a guy on their show, one of their idiot producers. They call him Wonder Boy.
Uh-huh.
And his real name is Raymond Wagner.
that just makes us laugh.
That's funny. I mean, everybody's got a real name.
Yeah, and they have some pet names and stuff.
You know,
like
some
that.
Guys, like Mike, use their real name. Uh-huh. You know, you know me as Ray, but my real name is
Michael Sawyer.
Right. And you've got guys like Buzz. He uses a fake name.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Sure. And then you got Mike uses just his
Michael
real name.
Mira.
Thank you.
However.
You know, listen, we don't have goofy names. Wonder Boy, to me, is a name like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a superhero name.
Yeah, right.
So I've seen this kid. He's just another one of the skinheads that's walking around the station. And I see him, and I know that he's the Wonder Boy from Ron and Fez.
Right.
But he's Raymond. He's Raymond Wagner.
And everybody loves Wagner. Him.
Raymond Wagner.
Everybody loves him.
And listen, Raymond, if you're upset... You can call me Mike Source if you want when I see you in the hallway.
Bingo!
That's it.
Those guys don't seem to be upset when we talk about them on the radio.
They're fine. No, these guys from Ron and Fez?
I think they're okay with that.
No, as a matter of fact, John W. came up to me yesterday after we discussed his clothes and his bathroom habits.
Uh-huh.
And he said, anytime you want to have me on... Anytime, I don't care what you say the worst thing in the world. Anytime you want me on, I'll come on.
That's the spirit, J-Dubs.
Yeah. That's the way Justin W. is.
Oh, it's Justin W.
Ah.
Justin and Raymond.
Do Justin and Raymond know each other?
Well, of course they're on the
same
show.
They work on the same show.
They work together. Ron and Fish.
Sure they do. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. News and comments. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
It is doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax works. You can get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888 try VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Martha Stewart is facing up to 20 years in prison and $1 million in fines.
Now, that's different than what you had last time.
That was the information was just coming across, and that 5 years that I mentioned, that was just for one count. There were four counts altogether at 5 years each.
How long is she going to be somebody's love interest in jail?
Potentially for as long as 20 years.
All right, that means maybe five, that means maybe two, but she's probably really going to have to go to the Hooskow, right?
You think that she, what are the analysts saying that she might have to do some hard time?
I think at the very least she will do some time, yeah.
Wow. Have I told you you're my favorite?
But so it's the worst possible scenario.
It is, and she couldn't be more grim about it, naturally. The sentencing is June 17th, so that's when we'll find out.
I don't want to stereotype here, but I hope that Martha Stewart's roommate in prison is like the character that Queen Latifah played in the great family hit, Bringing Down the House.
Sure, fantastic. Good luck, Martha.
Another one of my man, Steve Martin's great, great movies. Watch that recently, Steve, you dope.
His latest hit.
Hey, and you know what's sad, Mike? It was a hit. It was like a $100 million movie.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Very sad. Martha was found guilty today on all the remaining charges against her, including obstruction of justice, two counts of making false statements, and one count of conspiracy to obstruct justice, make false statements, and commit perjury.
You know, we had talked about this last week, and I had said to you guys, I would bet, especially when the first count was thrown out last week.
Yeah, that seemed like a sign.
She was going to beat the rap, as if she's going to get off.
You know, you never can predict, can you? I mean, you never know what a jury's going to do. That's absolutely true. Now, the crowd was cheering for Martha as she left the courthouse in New York today, but it did not lift her mood. She was grim-faced as she walked past the cameras. Her lawyer says she will win the appeal of the verdict.
Like a newsman. She's grim-faced when you tie her up and tickle her feet with a feather.
Yeah, she's grim all the time.
She's grim-faced.
I know.
She's grim always.
That's a good point. She looked even more so today. The value of stocks, and maybe this is a reason, too, the value of stocks in Martha's company dropped 25% today.
Yeah, well, bad day for her.
Now, there were some people, though, if you played it right, you could have made money, because I was watching this on one of these financial channels that last Friday, when the news came out that the first count was being dropped, a lot of guys went in, dropped a lot of dough, because the stock went up on Friday, and it went up on Monday, and what they were saying on one of these shows where you're never really supposed to find out any real information, I saw a guy a couple of days ago saying, now's the time to drop your Martha Stewart stock. Because you've made a little money on it now.
Right.
Drop it right now. Even if she gets off, you're still going to have made money. But if you hold on to it, you're going to lose your shirt.
And that's true. This is bizarre. Bear with me.
And
this
I hope she
it.
Doesn't lose her shirt.
Now, if she gets a sentence
to jail, because no one wants to see her without her shirt on.
Well, she'll have to go do some time even when they're appealing, right?
Yeah, we would think it would be one of the, I guess, if the women have white-collar prisons, then it would be one of those.
Wow.
Otherwise, it's sharing a cell with Bertha.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah. A British tycoon, meanwhile, has just purchased some Michael Jackson memorabilia that looks an awful lot like evidence. It's said to be the biggest Jacko collection in the world and includes props and costumes, but also some interesting photographs and documents.
Props. Big flush-colored props.
What are my props? They're my props for my show.
Big props that sound like that great singer, Dido.
Yes,
you're reading ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm just making a joke.
Well, then you're psychic. The seller, who's had this stuff locked up for 18 years in Asbury Park, New Jersey, fought with the Jackson family for 9 years over the rightful ownership of the collection. They'd put the stuff into storage, but defaulted on the storage bill. Now that fight is over, the New Jersey guy has sold it to a British multimillionaire who plans to display it in Europe and Japan.
I'd like to have it before you display it, please.
I think it's too late, Michael. It's already been sold.
Okay, bye.
The seller says this stuff's been authenticated by two different experts. Here are the items. They include an article, like a magazine or a newspaper article on child molesting, and a note that Michael apparently wrote to the late wife of his brother Tito.
Now, hold on. When you say it's, do you know?
I've seen photographs of this stuff.
No, here's my question.
Yeah.
The article on child molestation.
Right.
Is it an anti? Is it a statement, or is it like a how-to?
Well, no. Obviously, it's an anti child molesting article, and spot the signs and that sort of thing.
As opposed to those that wealth of pro child molesting.
Well, I mean, there are magazines like Blue Boy, and I didn't know if that's the type of stuff we're talking about.
Well,
you say he has magazines that allude to...
No, this was like an article you'd see in any mainstream newsstand magazine.
That would be good for Michael Jackson.
Well, it came with a note that he apparently wrote to the late wife of Tito. In the note, he asks that woman to read the article to her children, Michael's nephews. Quoting the note that Michael wrote, it brings out how even your own relatives can be molesters, even uncles molesting nephews. Please read, love Michael. I've seen the note. The collection includes stained underpants.
Oh.
I've seen a photograph of the underwear.
Creepy.
Stained underpants that would only fit a young boy. There are porn tapes, including one called Sex with Aliens. There's also a, as you foretold, a sex toy.
Captain EO latex wand of truth.
Sounds like Dido, except...
Wow, right.
So this guy's had all of this stuff.
Yeah, for 18 years, and has fought with the family for 9 years.
Well,
he eventually won it.
So they put it into storage.
Right, they did, and then they defaulted. They never paid the bill on the storage and ended up in a legal fight, and this guy in New Jersey got it. Now he sold it to a British collector who's very rich.
Wow.
There's skin bleaching cream and a letter from Michael's dad saying that the Jackson 5 album pictures could be used if the skin tones were lightened by as much as 30%.
Deal, Michael.
There are sketches of the nose jobs Michael wanted and a sketch he drew of Peter Pan.
He's a pretty good artist.
Wow.
God.
Man,
God
man, hell. Oh man, that's a. And they, so they defaulted. And they don't pay the bills.
And none of this is evidence. It's off to England now to go on display.
You got
to
pay your bills. I mean, really, that's what I'm getting from this story.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, you got to pay your bills.
Because, Rob, you don't pay the bills, the next thing they're going to find that box that you have.
Exactly.
And listen, if they find the box that you have,
right.
Hello, whose name is on that box?
There it is.
My name's on that box.
Yeah.
And guess what, Mike?
Yeah.
Because my little bit of insurance with you.
Right.
I have a box in my house that has your name on it.
Oh, my God.
A box.
Oh, no, with the bleaching cream in it?
A box.
You'll be praying for a picture of Peter Pan.
A box with your bleaching cream and your magazine articles.
Help!
You mentioned earlier that the FCC was letting NBC get away with letting Bono get away with saying the F word at the Golden Globes last year.
I can talk about the FCC. We got to talk about the witch hunt.
The witch hunt continues.
Tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. FCC. Ooh-ah-ah, ding, tang. Walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh-ah-ah, ding, tang. Walla, walla, bing, bang. FCC.
And you mentioned they're going after Howard Will in Los Angeles. A popular Asian-American commentator on a public radio station has been fired for using the F word. She says it was an editing mistake. Her boss says she intentionally used the word at politically the worst possible time. 42-year-old Sandra Singh Low ended her 6-year run at...
I bet she's Singh Low.
Singh Low, sweet chariot. Ended her run at KCRW-FM after she talked about a Bette Midler concert in which her musician husband had performed. She said he, quote, sleeps late, doesn't listen, moves my stuff around, but does play guitar for Bette, so I guess I have to blank him.
That's what she said?
What she said on the air. She said the word, yeah.
She said the F word?
Yes, she did. She says the engineer told her to say the word and that he'd bleep it out.
Boy,
that's her story.
Know.
No, there you don't know.
Okay, there you go.
You know, it might be a very unscrupulous engineer and a very dumb woman.
And if you're wondering about, I know Howard went on ad nauseum today about the fines that he was sure were coming down today, and we're sure that they're coming down, too. Our company's been told nothing happened today.
Yeah, right. They didn't do it today.
By COB, there was nothing by close of business today. So across America, shock jocks are still on alert.
Yeah, beware.
We are on, and you know, it's a color system.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's brown.
Oh, like code. Yeah, it's
the brown alert. Brown alert.
Yeah. And you know, the amazing thing is, whether it's tense or not, it's always brown.
Yeah.
With DJs, yeah. Also in Los Angeles, though, is a Poindexter who's trying to help. Phil Eisenhower says his book, Vicious Vocabulary.
Phil!
He says his book, Vicious Vocabulary, can help shock jocks get around the FCC.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah, get out of here.
He suggests you say concupiscent instead of horny, excrementious instead of, you know, the obvious. He also suggests priapic to describe the kinds of stains one might find on Monica Lewinsky's blue dress.
Maybe he wasn't in that meeting with those lawyers. They said, you can't even use technical terms, and if you make up a word, if you make it apparent to the audience that you're making up a word, then you can't use that word. You can only use that word one time.
And you know what? To hell with that guy for trying to make money on, on our pain. That's exactly what he's
doing. But there's going to be a lot of dumb DJs out there who want to still do shock radio who, by the way, who probably can't pronounce. That looks like a... a myoscopic stain. 7:15.
Big time fun.
Won't that be funny? I went to McDonald's and they buy Big Mac goes some myoscopic stuff. This crazy.
There are 850 other such words in the book.
Wonderful.
It apparently isn't enough for Arnold Schwarzenegger to just be governor of California. Tomorrow he'll officially announce he's the new executive editor of Muscle and Fitness Magazine.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Flex Magazine.
But I won't be writing any articles.
Why that?
Because I can't.
Tomorrow, he'll make that announcement, and he'll make it at the Arnold Fitness Weekend that's opening in Columbus, Ohio. Those magazines, by the way, are owned by the publishers of the National Enquirer and Star Tabloid.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's why I'm going across the country, so I cannot serve California, and they go to do the magazine.
I said...
One expert tells USA Today that executive editors actually run the magazine, so quoting him, I wish California good luck. Arnold's written a column for Muscle and Fitness for the last 10 years.
Nice. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. So I go there and I speak to the secretary, and she writes down the things and translates the best way she can. That's it.
Hey, Lava. That's just a little shout-out. The lady who works here at the station very hard every day.
Friend.
We love her, J-Law, Joan Lada.
Hey, Lada, use your own parking space.
Joan was parked in by Mike today.
Hey, Lada.
Hey, Lada.
Get out of there.
A judge in the same jurisdiction that's hearing the Rush Limbaugh case, the judge is addicted to OxyContin. He's just been forced into retirement and rehab, but there'll be no investigation into how he got the pills. Politically conservative cyber gossip Matt Drudge broke the story to make the point that Limbaugh's being investigated for his drug sources while a judge in the same jurisdiction is not.
Yeah.
Valid point, but can I just say something to Matt Drudge that maybe no one has said to him, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah.
The hat is so stupid! Who do you think you are? That guy from the 40s, that guy from the 50s, that guy that had the big microphone, the big stand-up, hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea?
Walter Winchell, though.
Yeah, I know who it is. I mean, I'm building up to that.
Of course.
Wally Winchell was a friend of mine. Yeah. You know Wally Winchell? You know Eddie Murrow?
Yeah.
You're a guy with a website. Take off the stupid hat!
Yeah!
Take off the stupid hat! That makes you look like you're in a Dick Tracy movie.
Would you like to see him in another hat? Like maybe a wizard hat? Like
a jester hat.
A jester hat.
I'd like the beanie.
Yeah.
That's got the little twirly thing on top.
You know what? I will take that or the jester hat. It's fine.
And as third, I'd like to nominate a nice cone-shaped wizard hat with stars and moons on it.
Because you see, people, we're all so stupid that because Matt Drudge has this hat on that would indicate he's some kind of a private investigator,
right?
We will know that he gets the best information because he has a publicity picture of himself taken looking like Walter Winchell, looking at the microphone going,
yeah, Drudge Report, see? Yeah, look what I got now, yeah, and all the people I don't like. As far as people I like, I get the good stuff on them. Drudge Report, see?
A lot of people are beefing up the protein in their diets, but that doesn't mean they want to find a human thumb in their salad.
Hello.
Oh, but I do.
It happened at the Red Robin Gourmet Burger Joint in Canton, Ohio.
I endorse it. It's great. Great thumb.
When the kitchen worker lost the tip of his thumb, he and his co-workers searched high and low for it. They didn't find it. A lady eating a salad did.
Boy, she's lucky.
Quoting the local health commissioner, she had eaten most of her salad when she put the human tissue in her mouth.
Well, you know, it was a salad, so it must have been a green thumb.
At first, she thought it was a piece of gristle and alerted the manager. The manager then had to alert the lady about what it really was. Quoting a Red Robin spokesman, she was obviously pretty upset.
It was?
Yes.
Was it a 15% tip?
Not quite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's about out. Buzz, what's next? We got a break here.
Somebody finding something else in their food.
Oh, good.
In
always
Ohio.
Good. Always. Oh, and it's all in Ohio.
It is.
Right, all in Ohio. That's good. Okay, stay tuned, Buzz.
Okay, of course you'll stay tuned.
It's the Don and Mike.
You have no choice. You're on the show.
WJFK is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. Happy weekend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're guys. Don and Mike.
Right.
Here's Buzz Shizzle. Hi, Buzz.
I'm Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, over in Middletown, Ohio, another woman is talking about avoiding all kinds of meat altogether after finding what appeared to be a mouse's foot in her ground beef.
Good heavens, no.
Oh, yes. This is tasty.
She'd purchased the meat at a supermarket, and when she began to shape the beef into patties for a hamburger cookout, she found what appeared to be a furry little foot with 5 toes and 5 toenails.
Cool.
Ohio state officials have photographed the object. The woman's been told...
I'm a little upset because tortoises haven't gotten us to it yet for the happy hour.
Hold on. Hey. To the mouse.
Yeah.
Number Mouse, Marchke, Rudy Marchke.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey. What?
What compliment?
Can I do it in your house?
Yes, I can.
I don't think it says that way, but it came out there.
Yes.
Put this song on one tape.
No, this was a song that we put together.
Right.
Soupy Sales singing Do the Mouse.
Mm-hmm. And the excerpts of Rudy.
Yeah.
Recommended to me without ever knowing what it was.
Yes.
Let's do the mouse. Come on and do
what?
The mouse.
Oh, man. Oh, I can't do all this time.
Hey.
I'm going to give this recipe to Mom.
Yes.
How would you describe that flavor, Rudy? Listen, you got to be a long-time listener to the show to know who Rudy is and who the mouse is.
Right.
But suffice it to say, Jesus Christ, it was a compliment.
The mouse. And you know what? I find myself, for some reason, yearning for him.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that Frieda and I got a Christmas card from Rudy?
From Rudy and the Mouse?
And it was one of those that where you don't sign it, where they print names, and it said, season's greetings from, in real nice, like Christmassy script, season's greetings from Rudy and the Mouse.
And here's to a great 1996.
You know, I don't know if it was the Mouse or just Mouse. Did you get one?
No. But the last time we saw him, he didn't look well. No,
really? He really had the bad shakes and was looking kind of purpley.
Yeah, you guys saw him. I didn't. He looked kind of rough.
And remember he said that, can't wait to see you in New Orleans when the Super Bowl was in Houston.
Oh, dear.
That's right.
So, I mean, we wish him all the best.
Yeah. Sure.
I wonder if we sent him a card, if that's why I got a Christmas card from Rudy.
Yeah, I would assume so.
You think so?
That's probably why.
Frieda, are you there? I know she's working a lot, but if you're there, call me. Tell me if you sent a card to Rudy.
And a mouse.
And the Mouse.
And the Mouse.
Anyway, go ahead, Buzz. They've got us like on a 3-day delay now.
Yeah.
Frieda will call in sometime on Wednesday.
When she hears it.
She hears it, yeah.
The Ohio woman's been told to freeze the meat and wait to hear from the Food and Drug Administration.
You know, for my money, Buzz, those are the best stories that you have.
Yes.
Somebody
food.
Somebody finds a finger in a McDonald's hamburger, then a woman finds a part of a mouse.
A mouse foot, Don.
Yeah, you don't get that every day.
That's great.
Here we go.
Mouse and I were a little upset because the tortoises haven't gotten us to yet for the happy hour.
Hey, do the mouse. Hey,
mouse.
Here she is. Oh, hi. Hey, hi, honey.
Hey, sweet thing.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute.
Oh, hold on. You're on that awful hands-free thing.
Oh, don't you?
I cannot stand to talk to you when you're on that hands-free thing.
Well, it's the safest way to drive.
I know, but it's awful to hear somebody on the radio
bad
talking.
Radio, yeah.
Okay,
it's
awful. All right, who cares if I crash? I'm talking on the regular. I'm talking on the little phone now.
So listen, watch how I bond with my wife now.
Right.
Hey, listen, it's the end of a week. Whew, aren't you glad it's Friday? Jesus.
No, because I'm working all weekend.
Oh!
At the end of my week.
Darling, did you send a card to the Martskys this year?
Yes, I did. And I even called them because, you know, they live not far from when we were visiting Barton, South Carolina.
Right, right, right. Did you send them the card before they sent us the card?
I probably.
See, that's isn't that a game you play with people at Christmas time?
Sure.
You get one from them and then you say, we got to send one to them. But then, like 3 or 4 years later, you wonder where it started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the math is, it figures into the math. You want to send your cards out to give people enough time to get one back to you if it's one of those hazy ones.
Absolutely.
All right. And, baby, on that card, do you remember if it said Rudy and Mouse or Rudy and the Mouse?
I think it's just Mouse.
And it was
Rudy and Mouse.
And it was a photo, a glossy photo, and they look like they've been imbibing.
It doesn't
no.
Shine.
Stop with that.
Yes.
No.
It's like when you used to be a DJ. You couldn't say the Fleetwood Mac. It's not the Mouse.
I like the Mouse, though, Rudy and the Mouse.
Rudy, Rudy's calling her that.
It was the
I think Rudy's calling her the Mouse.
Okay, where's the Mouse?
The Mouse.
Right.
No, I've heard him say, too, hey, Mouse.
Yes,
hey, Mouse.
Yes.
He doesn't say, hey, come here.
But he's angry at her. Mouse? I swear to God. That was one dinner I was with him. Mouse, let me finish. We have mentioned Rudy writes for USA Today, the TV sports column.
Yeah,
the man we're talking about.
Right.
In case you didn't know.
He used to be on the show. He was the very first one to pull out. USA Today was the first to realize what's happened now with the FCC. USA Today went on a witch hunt years ago when they decided that Rudy couldn't be on our show.
Yes, they forbade Rudy to come on the show.
You know, since the show has been reformatted, should I try to get him back on?
I'd love to have Rudy back on the show.
I would, too.
That's a good idea.
I would, too. It'd be great for old time's sake.
Well, Rob, you know what? Why don't you let the new producer handle that?
Okay. Done.
All right.
Okay, by me.
Right. I'm the only one on the planet that likes the new delay because I'm going to hang up now and hear my whole little bit on
you. There you go. Wonderful.
All right, enjoy.
I'll see you tonight. Love you, baby.
Okay, love you, sweetie.
All right,
bye,
honey. There she is, working. And what a shame she has to work all weekend.
What will you do?
You're broken up about that.
What will you do?
What a shame.
And while America sings Kumbaya over the departure of TV's Friends, the cast members are out finding new work. So far, we knew that Jennifer Aniston would make movies, that Matt LeBlanc would keep playing Joey in a spinoff.
All right!
How you doing?
Now we hear that Lisa Kudrow's been tapped by Paul Reiser for his neurotic sitcom pilot, My 1130, which will star Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. So Phoebe and Jeff Goldblum?
Right, and with
be there.
Goldblum having a series on TV next fall, maybe he'll be back on this show.
Yeah, I'd like. Well, you know, I like Jeff Goldblum, and I think she's quirky enough that might work.
And David,
No, here's the thing.
So you got better odds, though, if you think it's going to fail.
No, here's why I don't think it would work. Shows with two ugly people
right.
don't really work. And not that either one of them is
Goldblum's no. dreaming.
She's not a knockout, and no, he's like her, a though. Freak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just can't get by him in The Fly.
No, he is The Fly. And the format, I believe, has been established by CBS. Let's hear it for CBS. And this is the way it should be on every single sitcom. If there's not a woman involved in the show,
right.
you have to have a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if there is a woman involved, the woman has to be incredibly hot, and the guy has to be stupid, white, right. and fat. That's how it works on CBS.
That's the formula.
And that formula wouldn't work. That show wouldn't work on CBS
no.
because he's not fat, and she's
right.
not really hot enough.
Mm-hmm.
And David Schwimmer, who we all thought would never work again, wants to direct. He's directing a comedy pilot for NBC starring Kim Delaney. He's also landed an acting job in a CBS drama pilot.
Oh, really?
Really.
So you know, he was in that show Band of Brothers. And, you know, he played a bad guy and like a bad officer. Mm-hmm. And it was a passable role. So who knows, you know?
I think
if he plays a villain, he's good. If he plays a bad guy.
I don't think he's got it at all. I mean, I've seen the awful movie The Pallbearer, and I saw him in the Band of Brothers thing.
Well, there's no way I'm going to sit here and defend Schwimmer, though.
No one will.
There's just no way. I remember Marcel the Monkey.
First, the creators of Will and Grace were suing NBC. Now NBC is suing them back. You'd think a hit show and the network that carries it would find a way to get along. But
that show makes me feel like dancing.
Not the case with Will and Grace.
Mike, would you dance with me even though we're metrosexual?
I won't dance with you, but I'll dance with you.
Let's go dancing. Then all the ladies will see our smooth move.
Only if we stand back to back.
Neither side is happy with how the negotiations went last year when the show was up for renewal. The producers accused the network of breaching contracts and acting in bad faith. Now NBC is suing back, accusing the producers of failing to negotiate.
They should sue Roger Love.
And any of the shows on...
Roger Love was on the show 2 hours ago. He has nothing to do with Will and Grace.
Nothing.
He worked with Eminem.
Yeah, and he was nice. And
very nice guy.
Couldn't get him to say anything bad about it.
Not anybody.
No. Yeah. If any of the shows or any of the networks, for that matter, are out to snag young men for their audience, they may be out of luck. A new report says that between 5 and 11 p.m.
He's always out for young men.
In the evening hours, many young men are playing video games online.
Only at a certain time of night, though.
Just like Don was talking about a moment ago.
That's the time.
Those hours are prime time for that medium as well. Sony says 65% of its online gaming audience are men between the ages of 18 and 34.
Or as I like calling them, Sony.
As this year's new TV season began, viewership in that group was down by as much as 12%. The networks challenged that number, saying it must be a mistake. The ratings company checked and says it was not a mistake. Apparently, a good chunk of that audience has gone to video games.
Buzz, that's absolutely true. And I'm the best example today. I was sitting around waiting to come to work.
Right.
Had nothing to do. Nothing was on TV. Played Madden. And when I got done playing Madden, I saw a commercial. I want to bring it up very briefly. I know we're running out of time. It's a new Volvo commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial is the car is in a video game. They never even show you the real car. When the first time I saw the ad, I thought it was like for a PS2 or Xbox game.
On ESPN today, they were showing an exhibition baseball game with the Yankees against the Phillies. They introduced the starting lineups now.
Yeah.
In video game.
Wow.
They show them all in video game.
A Volvo video game would be good. You would have to go from place to place trying to get the maintenance schedule on.
But, you know, I almost accept it on the show, like where they have the highlights with the Madden thing. If a show is sponsored by Madden. But you're saying this is just regular baseball?
I think this might have been a sponsored tie-in, too. But that's how they did the starting lineups. And come on.
But if you've seen the Volvo ad, it looks like an ad for an Xbox game.
That's cool.
And then the guy says... Someday this car will be real. But meanwhile, the guy's like one of those video game guys. He don't even show you the car.
I think our society's been taken over by robots.
In sports, Tiger Woods is urging tournament organizers to crack down on undignified behavior by fans.
I agree, Buzz.
He says the more popular golf becomes, the louder the crowd.
I agree, Buzz.
Like it.
I think they got to deal with it, and they got to make this game a little more mainstream.
I agree, Mike.
And raving out against fans, especially that fan. Mm-hmm. And I read about this who didn't do anything really.
I agree, Mike.
Except root for his favorite, you know.
Robot. Robot.
And finally,
no, you're right, though.
Yeah, I mean, Davis Love was way out of line in overreacting to that fan.
This is Davis Love the Third.
You've always said he's got the name and he acted like it.
I'm Davis Love the Third.
Well, you're rooting for Tiger. Throw that man out.
Rooting? This is normal.
Have Sloan out in front of the school. You're barking up the wrong tree, Buster.
Finally, for a long time, the other residents of the Spring Haven retirement community in Winter Haven, Florida, were grumbling about Lee Thaus. They grumbled about the way Lee would dig through the lettuce at the salad bar, taking only the choicest, greenest, crispest leaves for himself. Then one day this week, fellow resident William Hawker had his fill of it. Hawker called Thaus a bad name. Thaus responded by punching Hawker in the face.
Say, Hawker?
What followed was a food fight of Animal House proportions at a nursing home. An 80-year-old woman was hurt trying to break up the fight. A 92-year-old man got a cut on the head when he was knocked to the ground. Another man had to be treated for the bite on his arm.
This is Sam Huff.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! The bite on the guy's arm probably was like just a gum job, right?
More of a bruise, really.
The guy would have no teeth, right?
So gone crazy.
A gum bruise.
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Safe weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday with a new episode. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 Now, spray me in vinegar.
I only like the best lettuce.
Yeah. All my very best.
So long.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So I'll set him straight, just like I did with Chris.
Dad, what's the blowhole for?
I'll tell you what it's not for, son. And when I do, you'll understand why I can never go back to SeaWorld.